Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, for the final time in the regular season in 2023, it is time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. What's going on, everybody? We're with you a little bit later than we initially anticipated, but we are good to go, and there will be baseball played here on this Sunday afternoon, the final day of the regular season across High A. And for Brooklyn, it is a big day, needless to say, because for the Cyclones, it's a win and you're in type scenario. Brooklyn entering play today, a game up on the Jersey Shore Blue Claws for the final spot, the first place spot in the North Division here in half number two of the South Atlantic League. Now, there is a world for Brooklyn where they lose and could still potentially be the second half champs of the North. That if Jersey Shore also loses. But the only scenario in which Brooklyn does not have more baseball to play here in 2023 is if Brooklyn loses and Jersey Shore takes down the Hudson Valley Renegades this afternoon up in the Hudson Valley from Heritage Financial Field. So that is the stakes, that is the circumstances. And with all that under consideration, we get ready here for game 66 of 66 in the second half between Brooklyn and Wilmington. Cyclones have taken 4 of 5 in this series so far. They'll look to make it 5 of 6 here in this Sunday matinee contest. And Justin, yesterday it was an offensive outburst. Brooklyn 7 runs. On 9 hits, Jet Williams and Stanley Consuegra, each a pair of home runs. Saul Garcia, 5 innings of only 1 unearned run in his Maimonides Park debut. Brooklyn didn't quite get the chance to celebrate thanks to Jersey Shore winning the second game of their twin bill yesterday, but still put themselves in a prime opportunity to clinch the North Division here on the final day of the regular season.
Yes, they did. And how about the performance from Saul Garcia last night? Just his second start and first at home in his Cyclones career. And he was phenomenal. 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 unearned run. Struck out 5 in the ballgame yesterday for Brooklyn as they put themselves in the best possible situation they could have right now at the future for them is within their own hands. If they can come away with a victory this afternoon, they will clinch their second straight postseason berth. And with Hudson Valley won the first half crown in the North right here on Coney Island back on June the 20th, all you could hope for was for Brooklyn to have an opportunity to do the same a little bit later in the campaign. And today appears to be that day. And Jordani Ventura and company going to try and guide Brooklyn to the finish line one more time and try and continue this roller coaster of a 2023 season into next week.
A roller coaster to say the least, and Brooklyn, the light at the end of the tunnel, perhaps a chance to celebrate on their home turf here on this overcast Sunday afternoon. But you mentioned yesterday's win. It was certainly a big one, and it was one that had a handful of milestones in it as well, including Stanley Consuegra tying Francisco Alvarez for the single-season home run mark by a Cyclone player, his 22nd long ball of the campaign. And Justin, with the way Mr. Consuegra has been swinging it as of recently, not too far-fetched to say he's got his eyes on the prize in terms of maybe taking that record for himself here in Sunday's series finale.
Yes, indeed, and Consuegra just has been on an offensive assault as of late. Look at his last 20 games. An OPS of 934, has homered 8 times and drove in 21 runs in his last 20 games. That is nearly a home run once every 2 contests for the Cyclones. And when Consuegra homers, it certainly feels more often than not Brooklyn finds a way to come out on top. And Consuegra has not only been a big factor as of late offensively, but defensively as well. We've always mentioned his stellar arm in right, but it has been his glove that has really turned some heads over the last few weeks. A couple of great catches yesterday, one to his right, one to his left, and they're going to need not only his power at the plate, but his glove in the field as well if they want to find a way to secure a victory.
Yeah, Brooklyn will have plenty of defensive prowess in the lineup tonight. Not only Consuegra in right field, but Luis Guillorme still with the Cyclones. He is back in the lineup after a day off yesterday, continuing his major league rehab assignment. Saw him at the Hot Corner back on, what would it be, Friday night, 2 days ago. This afternoon, he plays second base and bats leadoff for this Cyclone squad. As far as this afternoon's starting pitching matchup is concerned for Brooklyn, it'll be the right-hander Jordani Ventura making his 10th appearance with the Cyclones. All of them starts. Saw Ventura back on Tuesday night in the opener of this series, and he looked pretty solid, all things considered. Took a no decision, only one earned run over 4 1/3 innings en route to a Brooklyn victory. And on the flip side of things, it'll be the right-hander Brian Caceres towing the slab for the Nats High A affiliate. Caceres went toe-to-toe with Ventura back on Tuesday. He lasted only 3 innings, only gave up 1 earned run, 3 in total. Ryan Clifford took him deep in that ball game, but the issue for Caceres was really the walks. He walked 4 batters across those 3 frames that drove the pitch count up and prompted Mario Lison to make an earlier call to the bullpen than I'm sure he would have hoped. So we'll find out what the narrative is for both those righty arms here on this Sunday afternoon coming up shortly. Ventura for Brooklyn and Caceres for Wilmington. A lot on the line. Cyclones win and they're in as they try to take 5 of 6 from Wilmington here in the regular season finale. All right, we'll step aside. You're on the Cyclone Radio Network. When we come back, we'll give you starting lineups for the Blue Rocks and the Cyclones ahead of first pitch between Brooklyn and Wilmington. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, it's time to grab your 2024 Cyclone season tickets. The 2024 schedule has been released. Don't miss out on your opportunity to see the greatest show on surf. For details regarding season ticket packages and Maimonides Park mini plans, please touch base with your ticket sales representative or send an email to info@brooklyncyclones.com. We'll see you next season.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back out to Maimonides Park, where opening lineup cards have been exchanged between Brooklyn and Wilmington. Chris Newell for the Clones, Mario Lison for the Blue Rocks. Blue Rocks playing their last of baseball in 2023 here on this Sunday afternoon, and Brooklyn hoping that this is not their last that the 2023 calendar year has to offer. The only thing that would prevent Brooklyn from inking their spot in the playoffs would be a Cyclones loss combined with a Jersey Shore win. That would mean both teams finish the year tied. Jersey Shore has that tiebreaker, meaning that they would get the postseason berth thanks to a better head-to-head record. But if Brooklyn wins, none of that matters. All extracurriculars, and we will see what this Sunday afternoon has in store on the boardwalk. It's time now for tonight's starting lineups. Before we get you on your way with Justin for first pitch, let's check out the starting nine on both sides. First for the visiting Blue Rocks, 15 games under 500 in half number two at 25-40. No team has a worse record in the second half in the North Division. But here's the nine for Mario Lisone. Daylen Lyon leads off and plays center field. Andrew Pinckney, the two-batter, he's in right. Yoandy Morales, the third baseman, bats third. Then Will Frizzell, the DH, followed by Matt Suggs, the catcher, batting fifth. Brandon Bossier hits sixth. He's the first baseman. Cortland Lawson is the shortstop and bats seventh. And those top seven are the identical same seven that Wilmington went with yesterday. The bottom two are both different, though. Sammy Infante, the second baseman, hits eighth. And Vian Del Peña inserted back into the lineup. He rounds out the Wilmington batting order, hitting ninth and playing left field. And the starting pitcher this afternoon for the Blue Rocks, it is the right-hander Brian Caceres. The numbers for him since joining Wilmington at the high A level, 47 innings across 12 appearances, all of them starts, an 0-6 record, still in search of that elusive first win, an 8.43 ERA, 40 punch-outs to 19 walks, and a 1.96 walks hits per innings pitched. Now for the home Cyclones at 38-27, win and they're in. Here's Chris Newell's nine. Luis Guillorme continues his rehab assignment back in the lineup. He leads off and plays second base. Jed Williams, the shortstop, he homered yesterday. He bats second. Then Alex Ramirez, the center fielder, third. Ryan Clifford has already taken Brian Caceres deep once in this series. He's the left fielder batting fourth. Consuegra in right, he bats fifth. And Jacob Reimer plays third and hits sixth. William Lugo at first is the seven batter. Drake Osborne does the catching in the eight spot. And DeAndre Smith, the designated hitter in the nine hole. Jordani Ventura making his 10th Brooklyn start. 3-2, a 4.06 ERA. We'll take a short break. When we come back, it is time for baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans, it's time to grab your 2024 Cyclone season tickets. The 2024 schedule has been released. Don't miss out on your opportunity to see the greatest show on surf. For details regarding season ticket packages and Maimonides Park mini plans, please touch base with your ticket sales representative or send an email to info@brooklyncyclones.com. We'll see you next season.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It is time for baseball on Coney Island, one last rendezvous. in the 2023 regular season alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Brooklyn looking to pick up a victory and punch their ticket into the South Atlantic League postseason. Jordani Ventura on the mound for the Cyclones this afternoon, tasked with trying to get Brooklyn started on the right foot tonight. Ventura making his 10th start with the Cyclones, 3-2, a 4.06 ERA, 27 hits, and 44 in a third innings, 31 walks, 43 strikeouts. Made the start in the opening game of this series on Tuesday. Did not factor into the decision, went 4 1/3, gave up 2 runs, just 1 earned on 5 hits, did walk 4. And struck out 4. Dalen Lyle will lead things off on this Sunday afternoon. The windup, our first pitch of the game, foul down the left field line out of play. And we are underway at 2:17 Eastern Time. Officially a 17-minute delay at the start as Lyle takes a breaking ball strike. It's 0-2. Lyle hitting at 227. Two homers, 16 RBIs, 1-for-4 last night with a double. Ventura's 0-2 inside and low, smothered by Osborne. And the count of ball and two strikes. Lyle just 4-for-18 in the series, but does have a couple of extra base hits. The 1-2, swinging a tapper behind the plate. And remains at a ball and two strikes. Lyle, one of the Nationals' top 15 prospects, number 14 by Baseball America, number 6 by MLB.com. Another 1-2, and he struck him out on the changeup. Good start to this Sunday for Jordani Ventura. A lock in solo paints, painting the corner, strikeout. This is a Dem in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Let's take a look at the defensive alignment behind Ventura this afternoon. Left to right in the outfield, Ryan Clifford, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra as Andrew Pinckney takes high for ball one. Third to first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, Jet Williams, Luis Guillorme, the major league rehabber, and William Lugo. As Pinckney in the air off the hands to left, back goes Clifford. He can't find it. It's off the fence. Pinckney makes the turn at first, but it ricochets right to Clifford, and that's going to hold him at first base with a single. Clifford had a tough time picking up that ball off the bat, but Pinckney picks up a base hit. He's reached in each of the final 9 games of his season. And the Blue Rocks have the game's first base hit and the game's first base runner.
And if Pinckney didn't barrel that up so hard, it might have been extra bases. The exit velo coming back to hurt him a little bit there.
Now it's Yo-Yo Morales hitting at 3.03 in 17 games. The righty offers, and Morales fouls it down the right field line. It's 0-1.
We spent some time talking about it on our in-stadium pregame show here, Justin, but so important in a game of this magnitude to set the tone early. Who can score that game's first run? Who can get momentum on their side in the early stages?
The 0-1, and Morales takes high. It's even at 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, Jet Williams, Guillorme, and William Lugo. Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. You see the alignment there to the left-hand side of your screen. Throw back to first, and Pinckney able to dive back safely. Bit of a humid Sunday afternoon right now here on Coney Island. 73 degrees, though. Lights on here at the stadium. A long pause. Now the 1-1, and Morales swings through a high fastball at 89. And the count 1-2. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes. It is Trey Jester, Jesse Bush on the bases this afternoon. Morales 7-for-20 in this series, 1-for-4 last night as the third baseman. The 1-2 pitch, And this is soft ground ball to short. Could be two. Williams on a second for one. Relay back to first by Guillorme. Double play. And Brooklyn faces the minimum in the top of the first. Andrew Pinckney singles off the left field wall, but cannot advance any further as Ventura doctors up a 6-4-3 double play. No runs, a hit. Nobody left at the end of half an inning. It is Wilmington nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brian Caceres on the mound this afternoon for the Blue Rocks, making his second start of the series. Caceres, 6'1", 170 pounds, 23 years old, from David, Panama. Making his 13th start with the Blue Rocks, 0-6, and 8.43 ERA. Luis Guillorme will lead things off for the Cyclones tonight. His second game as part of a Major League Rehab assignment, and he takes a called strike on the inside corner.
And it looks like Luis still wearing his Mets helmet.
Got that bright royal blue helmet reflecting off the stadium lights as Guillorme in the air left center field, but got underneath it. In and to his left is Viandel Pena, and he'll make the catch for the first out of the ballgame. So one up, one down, brings up Jet Williams. Caceres 0-6 and 8.43 ERA. 73 hits in 47 innings, 19 walks, 40 strikeouts. Jet Williams, the batter, hitting at 3.06 in Brooklyn, 7 home runs. In his seventh last night, check swing, he did not go. And the count 1-0, 18 RBIs for Williams in Brooklyn. 2-for-4 last night, reached base three times as Caceres offers a strike, it's even. Left to right in the outfield for Wilmington today, Viandel Pena, Dalen Lyle, and Andrew Pinckney. The 1-1, and Williams pulls it, a foul ball by a matter of inches down the third base line. Did not miss by a whole lot. Third to first around the infield for the Blue Rocks, Yo-Yo Morales, Cortland Lawson, Sammy Infante, and Brandon Bossier, with Matt Suggs doing the catching behind the plate. The 1-2, and Williams takes down and away. Even two balls and two strikes. Caceres made the start on Tuesday, took the loss, gave up three runs, one earned on four hits in three-plus innings. The 2-2 downstairs, and it's full, three balls and two strikes. Caceres did walk four in that ballgame, struck out five, the four walks, one shy of matching his season high. The righties pay off, and Williams takes high ball four. Make that 101 free passes for Williams so far this season. And Brooklyn has their first base runner, one on and one out for the center fielder, Alex Ramirez.
Well, I asked Jet after the game last night if he knew that his walk was number 100, and he had a little bit of that smirk, that sly grin. So whether or not he did, I'm sure he certainly knows that that one there was number 101.
Alex Ramirez, the batter, takes inside. One ball and no strikes. Ramirez hitting at 223, seven homers, 53 RBIs. Reached base twice yesterday with a couple of walks. Did score a run. 1-0 on the inside, Black. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Ramirez 3-for-18 in this series. Set the franchise all-time hits record earlier this week. Runner goes, the 1-1, a foul ball in the box, hit off of Ramirez. Williams will have to go back. It's 1-2. The game in Hudson Valley just about to get underway. They were scheduled to start at 2:25 today. Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley. Brooklyn needing a win to clinch or a Jersey Shore loss. The 1-2, and Ramirez swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the pitch outside. And Caceres, his first strikeout. Two down in the bottom of the first. Here's Ryan Clifford. He had the big blow to start the game last night. An RBI double in the bottom of the first. Went 1-for-4. Hitting at a 195. Six homers, 20 RBIs with Brooklyn. And he takes up and in for ball one. Overcast sky here on Coney Island today. Did have rain up until about an hour before our first pitch as Clifford fouls it back to the screen. It's even at 1-1. Clifford has reached in 16 straight games coming into play today. Dating back to the start of that two-week road trip in Asheville. The 1-1, runner goes, and Clifford again fouls it aside. Might have been another hit and run put in play there for Brooklyn. And Caceres jumps ahead 1-2. And Clifford, another guy playing some of his best ball since the trade right here in the month of September. An OPS of 871 so far in this season's final month. The 1-2, but first a throw back to the bag, low. And a good scoop by Bossier to save an error. Stanley Consuegra, the right fielder, waiting on deck. No score, bottom of the opening frame. The 1-2, and Clifford again gets it off the hands. It remains at 1-2. Caceres making his fifth start against Brooklyn this year. Has allowed two runs or more in all four of his previous starts against Brooklyn. Best outing, a no decision here on July the 25th. The 1-2 pitch at the knees, strike three called. Clifford now looking, and Caceres works around the one-out walk to toss a scoreless opening inning. No runs, no hits, one left after one here on this important Sunday. No score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, Jordani Ventura back to work. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Heart of the lineup, two up for Wilmington in the second inning. Frizzell, Suggs, and Bossier. As Will Frizzell will lead things off, lefty batter takes up and away. And the count 1-0. Frizzell 0-3 yesterday with a walk. Hitting at .239, 9 homers, 34 RBIs. The 1-0. And Frizzell takes inside and low. Make it 2 balls and no strikes. Frizzell 3-for-14 in this series with an RBI. 4-for his last 27 coming into tonight. The 2-0. And Ventura offers a strike on the outside corner. And it's 2-1. You look at the out-of-town scoreboard. That's something we'll be following all day long here on Coney Island. Jersey Shore, Hudson Valley just underway at Heritage Financial Park. Pitch looked good from Ventura, but doesn't get the call. Ruled high. And it's 3 balls and a strike. The 3-1. And Frizzell taps it towards the first base side. And the count full at 3-2. Ventura, Mets number 29 prospect at midseason by Baseball America. Fastball, curveball, changeup is predominant arsenal. The payoff. And Frizzell takes inside and high, ball 4. So Ventura issues his first walk of the night. And Wilmington has the leadoff man on for the first time today. One on, nobody out for Matt Suggs.
Well, we did see Giordani walk 4-for-4.3 back on Tuesday night. No secret that a key to his success is keeping those bases on balls to a minimum.
It's been when he's been at his best this season when the walks are down. As Matt Suggs will step in, he's had himself a nice series and swings through the first pitch breaking ball. It's 0-1. Suggs last night, 1-for-2, walked, hit by a pitch, scored Wilmington's only run, hitting at .286, 5 homers and 19 RBIs in 32 games. The kick, the 0-1, and Suggs takes the snapdragon low, did not go on appeal, says Bush. It's even at a ball and a strike. Suggs 3-for-9 in this series, has reached in 7 straight, hitting .385 in that time with 6 RBIs. The 1-1 outside with an off speed. 83 miles an hour that time from Ventura. Make it 2 balls and a strike. A Giordani, guy who really burst on the scene as a Mets prospect during the pandemic at the Mets alternate site. The 2-1. And another curveball misses high. And the count 3-1. Ventura, prior to the start of the 2021 season, during spring training, suffered an injury. Ended up having Tommy John surgery, missed all of that year, plus the first half of last season. Made a handful of starts at Single A St. Lucie in June. Is this a ground ball to short? Could be another double play. Williams to second for one, and Guillorme the easy toss in time. 6-4-3 twin killing. That's the second in as many innings for the right-hander Ventura.
Neither Frizzell, the designated hitter, nor Suggs, the catcher, possess elite speed by any stretch. And when you combine that with the fact that you've got a sound defensive combo up the middle in the form of Jet Williams and Luis Guillorme, a tailor-made twin killing.
Brings up Brandon Bossier. This one flared down the left field line, going back to his right. Clifford's going to have to play it on a bounce. Up against the fence, and Bossier is in at second with a two-out double.
And now that double play, in all likelihood, saving what would have been the game's first run.
So Bossier picks up a base hit to left. And the Blue Rocks have the first runner in scoring position tonight. For the shortstop, Cortland Lawson drove in Wilmington's only run yesterday with a RBI single at the top of the second inning. That double, Bossier, seventh with Wilmington. Lawson hitting at .247. This is his 23rd game at the level. And the first pitch from Giordani breaks on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Lawson 1-for-3 yesterday. No homers, 7 RBIs in his tenure with Wilmington. Long royal blue sleeves at either end of that jersey top for Ventura. The 0-1 outside and low. Evens up at a ball and a strike, but Ventura came back last year in June. Only made about 3 starts with St. Lucie before he was shut down for the rest of the year with an injury to his pectoral muscle. So it has been a long, arduous journey for Ventura back to health. This hit on the ground to the right side. Guillorme to his left. Throw pulls Lugo a little bit towards the foul side of first, but William keeps his foot on the bag, and Wilmington strands a runner in scoring position in the frame. No runs. One hit. One man left after 1.5. Still a scoreless affair on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning, Brooklyn back to work at the plate. Consuegra, Reimer, and Lugo, the 3 scheduled to bat in the inning. Stanley Consuegra, a home run last night, was 1-for-4. That home run tying the single season home run mark for the Cyclones. His 22nd of the year, tying Francisco Alvarez, hitting .232. With those 22 homers, 62 RBIs, and this pulled on the ground at third. Backhanded by Morales, throw in the dirt. But Bossier able to pick it on a couple of hops with a backhand. And Consuegra retired for the first out of the second inning. One pitch, one out for Caceres, brings up Jacob Reimer. Reimer 0-for-4 yesterday, struck out 3 times, 4-for-16 in the series. Hitting .197 in 24 games, a homer. 8 RBIs with the Cyclones. First pitch from Caceres. And Reimer takes one at the knees. It's 0-1. Wilmington this afternoon wearing the Navy alternates. Rocks across the chest in Navy with a powder blue backdrop as Reimer in the air right field. Going back on it is Pinckney. Backpedaling now. And in front of the warning track makes the grab. 2 out. 2 quick outs on 3 pitches. Brings up William Lugo. 1-for-4 had an RBI double yesterday. Hitting at .239, 11 homers, 53 RBIs. A powder blue numerals front and back with a white border. As Lugo takes low for ball one. Powder blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Gray pants for Caceres. Hiked up just below the knees as Lugo out in front of the off-speed, it's 1-1. Navy and red piping along the side of those gray pants. The 1-1 pitch, and Lugo in the air to left. Racing into his right is Pena, and he'll squeeze it to end the inning. So Brooklyn goes in order for the first time today as Caceres retires the side on 6 pitches. We head to the third. Still a scoreless game on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement,
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at BYKAL, you've always got a pal.
Hey Cyclones fans, it's time to grab your 2024 Cyclones season tickets. The 2024 schedule has been released. Don't miss out on your opportunity to see the greatest show on turf. For details regarding season ticket packages and Maimonides Park mini plans, please touch base with your ticket sales representative or send an email to info@brooklyncyclones.com. We'll see you next season.
Go to the top of the third inning. Sammy Infante, Viondel Pena, Dalen Lyle, 8-9-1. Due up for the Blue Rocks in the frame. Keeping you posted on what is going on in Hudson Valley on this Sunday afternoon. Brooklyn clinches a playoff berth with a win or a Jersey Shore loss, but the Blue Claws a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the first inning, they score the game's first run on a throwing error. Sammy Infante will lead off for the Blue Rocks here in the third. First game for him since Thursday, and he lines the first pitch into center, coming on Ramirez. He'll play it on a hop. So second straight inning, Wilmington has put the leadoff man on. Second hit of the day for the Blue Rocks, actually rather the third. And there is one on, nobody out for Viondel Pena.
Well, Brooklyn has already benefited from two double plays so far tonight. I'm sure Jordani Ventura would love nothing more than another ground ball here.
Pena hitting .219. No homers, 35 batted in. 0 for 4 on Friday. Did drive in a run. Did not play yesterday. And he takes low. It's 1-0. Pena 0 for 13 in this series. And just one for his last 27 coming into play today. The 1-0, and Pena fouls it off the end of the lumber. It's even at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn has taken four of the first five in this series. They need to make it 5 of 6 to punch their ticket into the postseason. Righty at the letters. Here's the 1-1. And Pena into right field, coming on Consuegra. Reaches down, makes the catch, throw back to first a hair late. Another great grab on the move by Stanley Consuegra. This one on the sinking line drive. And Pena retired for the first out of the third inning.
Well, he just continues to impress with the glove. Let's not forget, this is someone who has been on a home run barrage as of recently as well. Stanley checking all the boxes.
And even better, a great, quick, accurate throw to first base. Albeit Infante getting back in time. Back to the top of the order, and Dalen Lyle, and a pickoff throw to first, sails up the right field line. Infante looking behind him. He's making a bid for third, and he's going to make it there. Lugo's going to throw to the cutoff man, Williams. A very ill-timed pickoff move by Ventura. And now the Blue Rocks have the game's first run 90 feet away. Tried to keep Infante honest and fired it up the right field line. Infante, a guy, 24 stolen bases in Fredericksburg, but had only attempted two steals in what this his 20th game in Wilmington prior to today. As Lyle takes outside, it's 1-0. Brooklyn brings the infield in, trying to cut off that lead run. The 1-0, and a breaking ball misses up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Lyle struck out in his first at-bat. Ventura can certainly use another here. The 2-0 outside again. And it's three balls and no strikes. Brooklyn in the home whites today, as they have been all week. A 3-0, and Lyle interestingly gets the green light and fouls it back. It's 3-1.
Not only did he get a green light, but he swung at a pitch that was a borderline strike at best. Looked inside there on the offering from Ventura, but for whatever reason, Lyle attacking.
As the 3-1 tapped off in the box, and the count full at 3-2. So from 3-0 to 3-2, with Andrew Pinckney, the right fielder, on deck. The payoff pitch. High ball 4, and Lyle is on. Second walk allowed by Ventura this afternoon. And the Blue Rocks have men at the corners and one out for Andrew Pinckney.
Definitely one of the guys you want up in this situation for Wilmington. Pinckney, a potent bat, the two-batter for this Wilmington squad. Didn't collect a hit last night. Was 0-for-3 with the strikeout. Had himself a multi-hit day back on Friday, though.
Singled off the base of the left field wall in his first at-bat. First pitch to the righty batter is spun foul. And Ventura ahead 0-1. Pinckney, 7-for-19 in this series, including today. Nationals number 20 prospect at the moment by MLB.com. Ventura, the 0-1. And Pinckney, a one-hop ground ball to short. Could this be another? Guillorme bare hands. Relay back to first. Backhanded by Lugo. Double play, inning over. How about that? Jordani Ventura coming into play this afternoon had induced just 3 double plays in his first 44 and a third innings with Brooklyn. He's induced 3 in the first 3 innings today. No runs, 1 hit, and 1 man left on base. We'll have our Dave and Buster's Kid Caster of the Game join us when we come back. No score. We head to the bottom of the third on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tony Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Go to the bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn and Wilmington is still scoreless thanks to some wizardry by Brooklyn's middle infield. 3 double plays in as many innings so far today. Brooklyn will have 8-9-1 due up in the frame. We're joined now by our Dave and Buster's Kid Caster of the Game. One final one for the 2023 season. That's our main man, Mason Rincon. Mason, welcome. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good.
So glad to have you with us here on this Sunday. Drake Osborne to lead things off, and he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Mason, who are you with this afternoon?
I'm with my favorite person in the world, my dad, and he takes me everywhere.
That's fantastic. Dad's got his camera phone out, rocking a Mets hat as well. As Drake Osborne takes low, it is 1-1. I see you got an awesome Cyclones cap on, already got a couple of autographs. Was everyone really nice to you down on the field earlier?
Yeah, they were really nice.
As Osborne takes inside and low, 2 balls and 1 strike. Is there anyone in particular that you really enjoyed meeting more than anyone else?
I really enjoyed meeting Luis Guillorme, I think that's how you say it, because he's like I think he's coming down here for rehab, and he's just been to the majors, so like it was really nice meeting him.
Count 3-1 on Osborne. Did you expect to meet a major leaguer today when you came to the ballpark?
No.
That's awesome, getting a chance to meet a big leaguer and who's had a bit of impact in this game already. Yeah. As Osborne takes a strike, it's 3-2. But I'm going to guess, based on your dad's cap, you're a big Mets fan?
Yeah, I am.
Who's your favorite player on the Mets right now, Mason?
Probably Francisco Lindor. He just plays the game so well.
This is a ground ball up the middle, fielded by the shortstop, Lawson on the outfield turf, and he's just going to have to eat it. Drake Osborne is aboard to lead off the bottom of the third. First hit of the night for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Nobody out.
It's a good pick. I like Lindor, too. Have you been to a Met game yet this year?
Yeah, I think I've been to, like, four or five.
Oh, wow. Look at you. How about Cyclones? Is this your first one, or have you been to a Brooklyn game here?
I think this is my second.
Second. Game. Okay, cool. Did they win the first time you were here?
I think so.
All right. They see the good luck charm.
Need another win here today to clinch a ticket to the postseason as DeAndre Smith takes up and in. It's 1-0. Did you like the scene here on Coney Island with the roller coasters and everything? Got the ocean behind?
Yeah, I like the scenery. It looks really nice with the thunderbolt right in the background because we're about to thunder this team down to the ground.
I love that. Mason's already got his broadcaster quips down to his science. I absolutely love it. 1-1, the count on DeAndre Smith. Had a big three-hit game yesterday. 1-1, and Smith in the air, right field. Coming on is Pinckney. Comes to his stop, backs up a few steps and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. As we go back to the top of the order, and Mason's main man, Luis Guillorme, coming to the plate. Flied out to left in his first at-bat today. But you play a lot of baseball this summer, Mason?
Yeah, I actually just came off a PG Perfect Game tournament.
Oh, that's fantastic, my man. How was it? Was it a fun experience?
Yeah, it definitely was a fun experience. Came up short, but still was good.
As long as you had fun, that's what counts.
Yeah.
Pitch outside, it's 1-0 on Luis Guillorme. Is there a favorite part of that tournament, getting a chance to play? Must have played against some really good talent.
Yeah, we played against, I think, like the best team in the country. Definitely, they were amazing. Came out hitting, came out playing, making plays. Got robbed of a home run. Still mad about that.
Oh, boy.
Well, you got closer to hitting a home run than I probably ever did.
You and me both.
Baseball was my specialty sport, but I was not a power hitter. As Guillorme takes outside, it's 3-0. What position did you play during the course of the summer, Mason?
I played catcher, first base, second base, shortstop.
What didn't you play?
I think that would have been a quicker answer.
Yeah.
I think right field. That's
okay.
The only position I haven't played.
3-0, and Guillorme takes a called strike. Luis was ready to take a stroll down to first base, but will stay back in the box with a 3-1 count. One on, one out. Bottom of the third, Brooklyn and Wilmington scoreless. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz, joined by our special guest. This is a ground ball up the middle. Diving stop by Infante, but the glove flipped to second base is underneath the glove of Cortland Lawson. Osborne and Lawson collide, and hopefully they are both okay. Osborne immediately went to check on Lawson. Looked like Osborne was rubbing his chin. Paul Gonzalez, the head athletic trainer, out to take a look. He'll go down as a fielder's choice that allows Guillorme to reach. Brooklyn, best scoring chance tonight. 2-1 and 1 out. Mason, you would have made that play. You would have made that glove flip, right?
Probably, yeah.
Absolutely love it as there's 2-1, 1 out.
Okay,
Osborne
got it.
Getting checked out as I don't know why that happens every now and then.
Siri really wants to get on the air this week.
Apparently that is the case, but every time we mention Jose Siri, it doesn't make any noise. Why that's the case, I'll never figure out for the life of me, but that's why I don't work in tech.
Justin, it does bear mentioning Jersey Shore putting up another run in the top of the second. They lead Hudson Valley 2-0.
So 2-1 and 1 out for Jet Williams. Guy who might be a infield teammate of Francisco Lindor sooner rather than later, as Williams takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. Are you excited to see all the future Mets out here on Coney Island today?
Yeah.
Anyone that's particularly caught your eye? Like, I can't wait to watch this guy play for my team in a couple of years, maybe sooner?
Probably number 4. I think he's up to the plate right now. I forgot his name. But he just has a beautiful swing straight through. And it's a line drive hitting machine.
Yes, he is, the 1-1. And there's a line drive, deep left center field. Back goes Lyle, away back towards the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch up against the Baikal Auto Mall signage. Jet Williams obliterated that baseball, but the wind blowing in the opposite direction, and that allowed Lyle to run it down for the second out. But I'm sure, Mason, school starting up right about now. Is this your first week of school this week?
No, this is actually my third.
Third week, starting, wow. Starting quick and early. How are you liking school so far this year? What grade are you entering?
I'm in fifth, so I'm entering fifth. It's been pretty good, especially with my old classmates. Just excited to see them for this school year.
A pitch to Ramirez outside. Make it two balls and no strikes on Alex. Struck out in his first at-bat. Brooklyn two on, two out. Bottom of the third, joined by our man Mason Rincon as part of our Dave and Buster's Kid Caster program as Ramirez swings and misses. And it's actually even, or actually now one ball and two strikes on Alex. Is this your first year in middle school?
Yes.
In fifth grade? How you liking the new school, the new environment so far?
It's pretty good. Just don't not like social studies.
Did not like. That was my subject of expertise back in the day. Do you have a favorite subject, Mason?
Math.
There we go.
I'm going to have to bring Mason back as a resident statistician because math was my struggle subject back in the day as Ramirez takes a called strike three to end the inning. Mason, thank you so much for stopping by. You were absolutely phenomenal. Looking forward to following your own baseball career. But if you ever want to come back to the booth, Johnny and I will always be happy to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by, Mason, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you.
Great job, Mason. Appreciate you coming on, man.
We head to the fourth, no score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a Manager of the Day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, if he's playing it in a perfect game tournaments already going into
fifth grade,
I have a feeling we might be watching or calling some games for Mason Rincon.
Sooner rather than later.
In the not-too-distant future. Yeah. But if he ever wants a career in broadcasting, he'd make a great analyst. He was phenomenal. So thanks so much to Mason for joining us. And as we head to the top of the fourth, taking over the play-by-play, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, we are scoreless. No score as we go to the top of the fourth. 3-4-5 due up for Wilmington. Jordani Ventura's first toss of inning number four. Misses inside to the righty, hitting Yo-Yo Morales. And it is one ball and no strikes. Ventura working quickly as 1-0 is a fastball right down the pipe for a called strike. And it is 1-1. Well, Ventura has pitched three innings and has seen the benefit of three ground ball double plays, one in each inning. 1-1. Ground ball, third base side, it is foul. And it is 1-2. Two of those three inning-ending double plays. And Ventura has really enjoyed the play of his defense behind him. Namely, Jet Williams, Luis Guillorme up the middle. All three twin killings have been 6-4-3 double plays. Ventura has allowed no runs on three hits so far through three frames. The bigger issue for Brooklyn, they only have one hit tonight. 1-2. Swinging a foul ball. Right-hand side out of play. It remains 1-2. Should say this afternoon, Sunday matinee contest here on the final day of the regular season, and the stakes couldn't be much higher. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses inside. Twists around the righty hitting Morales. And it is 2-2. Again, a Brooklyn win, and they ink their spot in the 2023 postseason. 2-2. Swing and a tapper foul behind home. And it stays 2-2. Yeah, Brooklyn trying to close up shop as second-half champions of the North Division. They enter play today 11 games over 500 in the second half at 38-27. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball over the middle. Second baseman Guillorme ranges over, throws it over to first. Nice pick by Lugo, but it's not in time. Just a hair too late. And Wilmington puts the leadoff man on board for the third time in four innings. A leadoff single for Morales.
The third straight inning, they have done it as well, Johnny. And Guillorme made that play absurdly easy. Sort of underhand underneath his armpit, able to whip it over to first and had a chance to get Morales, who runs well up the line.
So now nobody out and a man on for the DH, Will Frizzell. Lefty batter, righty Ventura fires. Misses downstairs with a breaking ball for ball one. But you credit Brooklyn for really a red-hot start to the second half. You rewind to when we hit the halfway point, and Cyclones were winning games at ease for really the course of the first 2 weeks. Throw over. Dive back safely. The runner Morales. And Brooklyn has maintained that pace, and it looks like they are going to say a balk issued against Jordani Ventura. So that will allow Morales, the runner, to move up into scoring position. He'll occupy second base. And still nobody out, so a base hit here could potentially give Wilmington the game's first run, with the lefty hitting DH Frizzell up to bat. Mound visit occurring right now between Ventura and the corner infielders. Lugo, the first baseman, Reimer, the third baseman. The catcher, Drake Osborne, also involved. Luis Guillorme, Jet Williams having a chat at the second base back. So Morales does indeed advance 90 feet, courtesy of that balk against Ventura. And now a 1-0 delivery upcoming to Frizzell. Williams, the shortstop, shaded towards the second base back. Claps his right hand into the mitt. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball. Ventura can't get there. Instead, Guillorme, the second baseman, on a backhand. Throw is to first and in time to get the runner for out number one. Morales up 90 feet. He takes third in the process.
Update from Heritage Financial Park. Renegades are on the board. Jared Wagner, an RBI single to score Ben Cowles. It's 2-1 Jersey Shore, man at first, two out in the bottom of the second inning.
So Hudson Valley gets one back. Now the Brooklyn infield shifts in with one gone and a runner 90 feet from scoring for Matt Suggs. First pitch to him. Suggs takes outside for ball one. Worst case scenario for Brooklyn this afternoon would be a Cyclones loss combined with a Jersey Shore win. That would mean the Blue Claws grab that playoff spot as the second half champs. 1-0. Suggs waves and misses at a pitch tailing down and away. And it is two balls and a strike to the righty hitting catcher. Suggs, one of those three Blue Rocks that have hit into a double play so far tonight. Righty-righty matchup and a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Suggs swings and misses over the top of a changeup, and it is 1-2. Reimer, Williams, Guillorme, Lugo, left to right in the infield, all of them creeping in as if the play is to home. That runner on third, a big one. We're in a scoreless tie here in the top of the fourth, and only one out. Suggs stands towards the back of the righty batter's box, the 1-2. He swings and lines it foul, first base side into the netting, and we will try it again at a ball and two strikes. This Ventura's second appearance of this series. Did see him back on Tuesday in the opener when he took a no decision over 4 1/3 of two-run ball. Only one of those two earned. Did punch out four batters, but the larger issue was those four walks that really drove that pitch count up. Ready to deal, a 1-2. The righty delivers. Suggs swings and hits a line drive to right field, dropping quickly. Consuegra can't get there, and it escapes underneath the glove and rolls all the way to the wall. A run home to score. Suggs advances to second, and Wilmington grabs an early 1-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Well, Consuegra did everything he could to try to get to that baseball, but it dropped in just in front of him, and he couldn't play it off the hop. That allowed Suggs to take second base as the ball dipped to a very deep part of the outfield in right center. So Wilmington has the game's first run as Morales comes home to score. And now Brandon Bossier up to bat with a runner on second and still only one away.
And we're talking about the importance of scoring first earlier on the pregame show.
First pitch, swinging a fly ball to left. Clifford a couple of steps back. He stops in front of the warning track and makes the catch for out number two. Ryan had to get on his high horse to get to that ball in time, but got to the warning track right as the ball got there as well and was able to reach up and make the play.
Of Brooklyn coming into play today, Johnny. When they score first, their record 43-20. When the opponent scores first, 23-44.
A pretty stark difference. Now Cortland Lawson, runner on second and two gone. First pitch. Lawson takes a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Ventura went to the changeup, something that is pretty common for the righty arm. He likes to start out with the off-speed. Ahead on Lawson, 0-1. Suggs remains off second. No one really holding him on. 0-1 cut on and missed. Again, the change. And it is 0-2.
Well, Brooklyn does have 28 come-from-behind wins this season, including one back on Friday night.
Well, they will send the middle of the order up to bat, 4-5-6 in the bottom of the fourth. Clifford, Consuegra, and Reimer. First and 0-2 delivery, though. Ventura kicks and deals. Misses down and away. A ball and two strikes. Three pitches, three breaking balls to the righty hitter, Lawson. Cortland 0-1 today. Grounded out to second when Wilmington left a runner on second base in the second. 1-0 Blue Rocks. They've already plated one here in the frame. The 1-2. Swinging a foul ball. Just off the end of the bat from Lawson. And he grabs enough to see another 1-2 delivery from Ventura. Giordani spent most of his campaign with St. Lucie, 15 appearances, 13 starts, a 5.67 ERA. He's seen a shrink a run and a half since joining Brooklyn. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Again to the breaking ball, and Lawson over the top of it. But Wilmington does score the game's first run on an RBI double from Matt Suggs. A run on two hits, no errors, and one man left at the end of 3.5. It is Wilmington 1. Brooklyn Bats with some work to do as we go to the bottom of the fourth on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the fourth from Maimonides Park. Wilmington has grabbed the game's first lead. It is the Blue Rocks 1 and the Cyclones nothing. On an RBI hit from Matt Suggs to score 1 in the top of the fourth. Now Brooklyn will send the heart of their order up. It is 4-5-6. Clifford, Consuegra, then Jacob Reimer. None of which have reached base today. First pitch. Ryan Clifford takes in the righty batter's box for ball 1. From Brian Caceres. Caceres so far has been sharp. He has allowed only one Brooklyn base hit. It came off the bat of Drake Osborne in the bottom of the third. His 1-0 delivery to Clifford misses for ball two. Ryan always a patient eye in that lefty batter's box. That big lefty swing with plenty of pop. 2-0. Clifford hits it in the air. Third base side, foul ground. Morales to have a look, but nothing more as it lands about 8 or 9 rows back. So 2-1 to the Brooklyn left fielder. Clifford 0-for-1 today, struck out his first time up. Caceres so far has 3 punch-outs through 3 frames, 2 of which came in the bottom of the first inning. Clifford 1-for-3 in RBI yesterday in Brooklyn's 7-1 win. 2-1. Clifford takes outside, and it is 3 balls and 1 strike. Ryan at just $1.95 since joining this Brooklyn squad. But that doesn't really tell the full story, as the 3-1 pitch in there for a college strike on the fastball, it is 3-2. After all, this is someone who has secured 81 RBIs on the season, whatever lineup he has been a part of. 3-2. Clifford smacks it to left center field. Pena in left, Lyle in center come together. It is the left fielder Pena who makes the two-handed catch just to the left of his body for out number one. So Clifford gave it a ride, but not quite enough to cause any serious damage. One up, one down for Caceres here in the bottom of the fourth. And now Stanley Consuegra up to bat. Consuegra, righty batter with the bases empty and one away. Out of the 5 spot for the Cyclones today, 0-for-1, a ground out. And he takes the first pitch breaking ball on the outer black for a strike. It's nothing and one. Stanley just 4-for-27 in the month of September, but he's got 3 long balls. 0-1. Consuegra pops it up. Right-hand side, foul ground. The catcher sugs behind home plate, makes the one-handed snag for out number two. So Stanley comes up empty-handed. And Brian Caceres has sat down the first 2 batters at the bottom of the fourth, just like that. Here's Jacob Reimer for the second time today. Reimer 0-for-1. He flew out to right. His first time up at the dish. Jersey Shore continues to cling on to a 2-1 lead over Hudson Valley in the top of the third from Wappingers Falls. Blue Claws have a runner on first with 2 gone. First pitch to Reimer misses towards the knees, and it is 1 ball and no strikes. Blue Claws have scored a run in each inning so far. Hudson Valley with 1 in the bottom of the second to cut the deficit to 1. Reimer takes a 1-0 fastball inside yet again. And it is 2 balls and no strikes. The Renegades, of course, winners of the first half, 2-0. Reimer takes just a bit low for ball 3. Caceres went to the fastball that time. And it is 3-0. Of course, Brooklyn watched Hudson Valley celebrate on the Maimonides Park turf when they clinched 3-0. Reimer fouls it just to the right of the Wilmington dugout on the third base side. Now a 3-1 hitter's count for him. Yet another green light on a 3-0. We'll see what Jacob can do here, 3-1. 1-0 Blue Rocks, bases empty, 2 away. Only 1 Brooklyn hit today. 3-1 misses inside ball 4. And the Cyclones have a base runner here in the fourth. That's Reimer's first time on tonight. Only the second walk issued so far on this Sunday afternoon by the righty arm Brian Caceres. He walked Jet Williams back in the bottom of the first. So a 2-out base runner, Reimer off of first base. Now here's William Lugo. Righty-righty matchup, Caceres from the stretch, the pitch. Lugo waves and misses. At a breaking ball downstairs, it's nothing and one. Lugo at 239 on the campaign has spent the entirety of this 2023 season with the Cyclones. One of the more consistent bats he can pencil into the lineup. Takes an 0-1 offering low for ball 2. Catcher Suggs didn't squeeze it, but the runner Reimer at first stayed put. And a 1-1 upcoming. After Lugo, Drake Osborne would be next. Osborne has the only Brooklyn hit so far this afternoon. Trey Chester, home plate umpire, removes the mask and wipes some dirt off of home plate. Now he's back behind the catcher, Suggs. Ready to go in a 1-1 upcoming from Caceres. Here's the pitch. Lugo swings and misses. A And another pitch out of the zone, that time away. And it is 1-2. If you're just joining us, the first three frames of this contest saw no scoring. Wilmington scoring the game's first run in the top of the fourth. 1-2 misses in the dirt. Lugo didn't like it. He took all the way. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nice job by Suggs to capture that baseball. Make sure it didn't go into the backstop. Keeping Reimer put at first. Bossier, the first baseman, continues to hold him on. 2-2. Lugo takes just a hair inside. William might have got away with one there, but either way, the count full. It is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cyclones trying to pull even here in the bottom of the fourth. On an overcast Sunday afternoon, the lights on. 3-2, runner goes, and Lugo gets a piece. So Reimer will retreat and be in motion on the pitch yet again. A 3-2 delivery upcoming to Lugo with two away. Lugo out of the 7 spot for Brooklyn today. Has hit safely in 12 of his last 15 contests. 3-2. Lugo takes down and away for ball 4. So after Caceres started this frame quite strong, retired both Clifford and Consuegra on only a couple of pitches. He walks Reimer, then walks Lugo to put men on first and second with 2 gone for the catcher Drake Osborne, who has Brooklyn's only hit today. And that'll prompt a visit from the Wilmington pitching coach.
Yeah, Caceres has done a good job keeping these Brooklyn hitters off balance. A lot of breaking balls, it feels like, so far today from the right-hander. Just 1 hit allowed, but walks were an issue for him in his last start on Tuesday. Walked 4, has issued 3 so far this afternoon. Cyclones have yet to make him pay, but the only man with a base hit this afternoon is about to stroll up to the dish.
Well, the sun is trying to poke its way through here on this Sunday afternoon on the boardwalk, at least as best it can on a day that has seen plenty of rain all morning that has given way to overcast skies, and now even some strays of sun finding its way onto the turf field below. Brooklyn trying to pull even. Drake Osborne up to bat. First pitch. Osborne fouls it off his leg for strike 1. Reimer on second, Lugo behind him on first. Each of them walked with 2 gone. By far the biggest spot in this game for Brooklyn offensively so far. Cyclones only have 1 base hit. The opportunities have been few and far between. But now Drake Osborne up at the dish. With 2 on and 2 away, his team down 1-0. Caceres from the stretch, a 1. Osborne hits a line drive to left. Pena over into the gap. He won't get there. It's down. Reimer in to score. Lugo gets the stop sign at third. Tie game. Drake Osborne with an RBI single to score. Reimer from second. We're all knotted up at 1.
Well, Osborne was the hero on Friday night with the game-winning sack fly, and he continues to terrorize Wilmington. 35 RBIs this year, 11 of them have been against the Blue Rocks.
Well, Pena did the best he could to get within the vicinity of that baseball. You thought maybe he had a chance to make the play, but all for naught. Now DeAndre Smith takes a first pitch fastball for strike 1 with men on the corners and 2 away. And boy, would Brooklyn love to pull out in front here. Lugo on third, Osborne opposite him on first after the RBI single. And the 0-1 misses inside towards Smith's hips. It's a ball and a strike. DeAndre out of the 9 spot this afternoon, 0-for-1, flew out to right his first time up. 1-1, Smith swings and misses. 1 ball and 2 strikes, DeAndre trying to plant that ball towards the batter's eye in straightaway center. A big hack from the righty bat. Here's a 1-2. He takes just a bit outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. But Drake Osborne with both of Brooklyn's hits so far tonight. The one from a mere moments ago has pulled the Cyclones even at 1 apiece here in the fourth. Caceres ready to go. Set at his chest. 2-2 pitch. Smith swings and grounds it. Third base side. Morales in. He fields and throws to first in time to retire the side. But not before Brooklyn pulls even on an RBI single from Drake Osborne. A two-out rally for the Clones. The Cyclones a run on one hit, no errors, and men left on the corners. At the end of four, it is Brooklyn 1 and Wilmington 1 on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Oh, Drake Osborne's RBI single has made this a brand new ball game as we go to inning number five from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn pulled even in the home fourth. And now we go to the fifth here on the final day of the regular season in the South Atlantic League with oh so much still up for grabs. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Blue Rocks. Sammy Infante, Vian Del Pena, and then Daylen Lyle. Brooklyn wins, and they're into the postseason. First pitch up coming from Jordani Ventura. He deals. A hard ground ball hit to third. Reimer off a hop. Throws to first in time. One pitch, one out for Jordani Ventura in the top of the fifth. Yeah, the only scenario in which Brooklyn does not make the postseason is if the Cyclones lose and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws take down the Hudson Valley Renegades up in Wappingers Falls, where they currently lead 2-1 through three innings. But if Brooklyn takes care of business, none of that matters. Now the nine batter, Viandel Pena, first toss. Viandel takes a breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge. And it is 0-1 to the Wilmington nine batter. Viandel playing left field this afternoon. A one. Misses down and in, and it's a ball and a strike to the switch hitter. Pena hitting from the left side against the righty arm, Ventura. He heaves a 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, third base side, into the seats. And now we'll need to get defensive here behind one and two. After Pena, we go back to the top for Daylen Lyle, then Andrew Pinckney should things get that far. Brooklyn defense has been stellar today. Three double plays so far through four innings. Ventura, a short wind, 1-2. Found straight back. And we will do it again in a ball and two strikes.
Chance Huff up and warming in Wilmington's left field bullpen. We'll see whether or not Caceres' day is done after four.
1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ventura went to that changeup, and Pena could not make contact. Giordani's got his third punch out of the afternoon. As always, it's a painting the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends over at Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Chris Newell out of the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. A couple of claps in the direction of his starter, Jordani Ventura. He gives him a hug, a couple of pats on the back. That means he's making a Bi-Cal Auto Mall call to the bullpen. It is the right-hander, Dylan Hall, into the game. He'll take the spot of Ventura. Bases empty, two gone here in the top of the fifth. Hall will get the leadoff man, Daylen Lyle, after a short break on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
This pitching change driven by Bical Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BicalAutoMall.com. On for the second time this week, it is the right-hander Dylan Hall, 6'5", 210 pounds. Celebrated his 26th birthday earlier this week from Stafford, Virginia. Hall had one of the best outings of his season on Tuesday in support of Ventura. Went 3 2/3 innings. No runs, a hit, struck out 5. And he'll take on the top of Wilmington's lineup with 2 out in the 5th.
The tandem of Ventura and Hall doing it again on this Sunday. His first pitch misses outside for ball 1. And it is 1-0 to Wilmington's leadoff man, Daylen Lyle. Bases empty, 2 gone. The righty Hall deals, and it's fouled at right-hand side, just adjacent to that Brooklyn dugout, and it is 1-1. Lyle today, a strikeout and a walk, his 2 times up. Righty arm on the lefty bat. Hall deals a 1-1. Lyle, again, fouls it off the face of the Brooklyn dugout, and it is 1-2. So now Chris Newell has handed the keys off to this Brooklyn bullpen that has been oh-so-dominant all season long. And it seems only fitting that it is the bullpen that will need to keep Brooklyn in this game, a 1-1 tie here in the 5th, if they want to ink their spot in the postseason. Hall stares down the batter, Lyle, gets the sign from Osborne into the full wind, is 1-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Dylan Hall comes on with 2 gone in the 5th and strikes out the only batter he faces to retire the side. At the end of 4.5, we are halfway home on Coney Island. 1-1 our score on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Pitching change driven by Bical Auto Mall. This is them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BicalAutoMall.com. Brian Caceres, his day done. On is the right-hander Chance Hupp, 6'4", 220 pounds, 23 years old from Neesville, Florida. Final line today for Brian Caceres. 4 innings, a run on 2 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He'll face the top of Brooklyn's lineup starting with the big leaguer, Luis Guillorme, Johnny.
So neither starting pitchers will be the pitcher of record on either side today. As a first pitch to Guillorme is a fastball in there for a strike. Nothing in one. We are all tied up at 1 in the bottom of the 5th here on the final day of the regular season in the South Atlantic League. 0-1 to Guillorme, misses downstairs. Luis didn't like it. It is 1-1, 93 on the gun. So both teams now riding their bullpen to a potential victory. The 1-1 from Huff. Guillorme hits it in the air. Shallow left field. Pena coming on, and he gets there in time to make the catch for out number one. So that is the second time this afternoon. Guillorme has flied out to left, and now Jet Williams up to bat with the bases empty and one away. Brooklyn's bats have been held in check, relatively speaking, so far tonight. Only two base hits for the Cyclones. Both of them belong to Drake Osborne. One of those two base knocks in RBI. First pitch, Jet Williams takes a breaking ball inside, and it's 1-0 to the righty batter. Williams today walked his first time up, then flew out to center. Huff deals a 1-0, misses low and outside, and it is two balls and no strikes. Chance, a former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, right-hander on the second Wilmington arm of the afternoon. Into his wind, 2-0. Williams flares it in the air, foul. Out of play towards us. And it is two balls and one strike. Normally we see Jet Williams in that leadoff spot for Brooklyn. That was the case yesterday when he left the ballpark on a towering homer, 2-1. Williams takes a strike on the outer edge. And it is two balls and two strikes. Jet, not a big fan of the call from home plate umpire Trey Chester. But either way, back in, awaiting a 2-2 delivery from Huff. Here's the pitch. Williams takes just a bit outside, and Jet works the count full. 101 walks for the 19-year-old on his 2023 campaign in total so far. Hitting second today, Luis Guillorme leading off for the Cyclones. 3-2. Williams takes ball four, low and outside. And Brooklyn yet again has a base runner. One gone, Jet Williams on first. That'll bring up Alex Ramirez. Brooklyn has had base runners in all but one frame so far today. Haven't necessarily been able to capitalize on that a ton, though. Only one run to show for it here in the fifth. Jersey Shore continues to lead Hudson Valley 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth up in Wappingers Falls. First pitch to Ramirez. Wave and a miss for strike one. Alex 0-2 today. Two strikeouts, one looking, one swinging. On in a big spot here, the speedy Williams. A scary presence on the base pass. 0-1, runner goes. Ramirez takes, throw is low, and not in time. Jet swipes second base, and Brooklyn has a man in scoring position. 1-1 the count to Ramirez, with Williams up to second and one gone. That Jet's 11th swiped bag since joining this Brooklyn squad. So Huff, the right-hander, will need to bear down, dealing with a man in scoring position for the first time today since coming on in relief. Set at his chest, Williams dancing off second, the 1-1. Ramirez leans out of the way of a fastball high and tight, and it is 2-1 to the righty slugger. Wilmington pitchers have only struck out three Brooklyn bats so far tonight. Alex has two of those three. Rests that bat off his right shoulder. Here's a 2-1. Ramirez takes low, ball three.
Again, you compare that. Wilmington's walked more than they've struck out. Four free passes allowed so far this afternoon.
Three from the starter, Caceres, and one from Chance Huff since he came on and walked Jet Williams, who stands off of second base. Big hole on the right side for Ramirez with Infante at second, shaded towards the base. Righty-righty matchup, 3-1. Ramirez swings and fouls it on the ground. Third base side, it's 3-2. Alex just at 223 this season. But Cyclone skipper Chris Newell saying this is someone who very well could still have his biggest hit of the year in him. 3-2 upcoming. Huff ready to fire. A look back towards second. Once, now twice, the payoff. Ramirez swings and grounds it. Left side, shortstop Lawson on a backhand, relays to first in time for out number two. A big time ground out, dialed up by the righty arm, Chance Huff. And now a runner still in scoring position, Williams on second, but there are a much more manageable two outs for Huff, set to face Ryan Clifford for the first time this afternoon. Now it's the shortstop Lawson's turn to cover Williams. He shades towards the bag at second base. Big hole on the left side for the lefty hitting Clifford. First pitch, Clifford slices it foul up over the netting, and it bounces into the suites on the third level, just below us, offset to our left, where a kid makes a nice play off the rebound, picked it up, holds it up. No better feeling. Going home with a piece of hardware. Oh, one to Clifford. Takes inside for ball one. Ryan thought about swinging, but at the last second thought better of it. And it is one ball and one strike. All knotted up at one here in the bottom of the fifth. Cyclones are run on two hits. Wilmington one on five. 1-1 upcoming from the righty Huff. Stares back Williams. Now the pitch. Clifford swings and misses. And it is one ball and two strikes. Don't think Clifford had any more intent than usual to crush that baseball with that last swing, but every time he swings and comes up empty-handed, he seems to draw some oohs and ahs. Just such a powerful hack. The big bopper that he is. 1-2. Clifford swings and fouls it in the air out of play. Third base side will do it again at a ball and two strikes. Each team with one run in the fourth inning. Brooklyn trying to ink their spot in the postseason. They win today. They do just that. Man in scoring position with two gone. 1-2 upcoming to Clifford. Here's the pitch. Clifford swings and grounds it first base side. Played on a backhand by Bossier. He'll keep it himself. And with the right cleat, tap the first base bag to retire the side. So Jet Williams walks with one out, proceeds to steal second base, but he is left there. And at the end of five, we're knotted up at one from Maimonides Park on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Some good news coming down from Wappingers Falls. The Renegades have tied the Blue Claws in the bottom of the fourth. Cole Gabrielson, an RBI single to pull the Renegades even, two runs apiece in the bottom of the fourth. So that game tied slightly upstate. This game tied here in Brooklyn. 1-1 our score as we go to the top of the sixth. Dylan Hall is back out for his first full inning of relief work, after coming on with two out in the fifth and striking out Daylen Lyle. Here's his first pitch of inning number six. It misses inside to the two-batter Andrew Pinckney. Starts him out with a breaking ball, and it is 1-0. Pinckney one for two, a single grounded into a double play. 1-0. Swings and misses, and it's 1-1. 2-3-4, a tall task for Hall in his first full inning of relief work this afternoon. Righty arm works out of the full wind, 1-1 to the righty bat. And Pinckney hits it in the air, foul, behind home and out of play. And he'll need to get defensive, one ball and two strikes. Jersey Shore making a pitching change. Hudson Valley still threatening in the bottom of the fourth. They have men on first and second. There are two outs. Cam Wynn coming on to replace Gunnar Mayer for the Blue Claws. Hall ready to deal a 1-2 to Pinckney. He delivers. Pinckney checks his swing on appeal, did not go. And it is two balls and two strikes to the righty hitting right fielder. Pinckney, Morales, Frizzell. Those are the three in the frame for the Blue Rocks. Morales has scored the only Wilmington run on an RBI hit from Matt Suggs as Pinckney swings and misses at a 2-2 breaker below the zone. Dylan Hall, two batters, two strikeouts. The fifth so far today by Brooklyn Arms, and yet another lock and solo paints, painting the corner strikeout. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Here's Yo-Yo Morales, as I mentioned, scored the only run of the day for Wilmington so far. Takes a first pitch strike on the breaking ball. It's 0-1. Morales taps it foul, third base side, and is behind quickly, 0-2. Well, we saw how effective Dylan Hall was back on Tuesday night in a relief capacity. I'm sure Chris Newell would love nothing more than for him to replicate that here on the final day of the regular season. Working out of the full wind with the bases empty, the 0-2. Misses downstairs, a ball and two strikes. Saw Ventura really favor the off-speed stuff. Same can be said for Dylan Hall so far. And it looks like Drake Osborne a bit dinged up on that last sequence as Chris Newell, Paul Gonzalez out to check on the Brooklyn catcher. Justin, I didn't see anything all too egregious. I'm not sure if he just wore that.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where that caught Osborne, but it's not the first time training staff has come out to take a peek at Drake so far today. Had a bit of a collision at second base earlier in this contest. Hopefully everything all right with Brooklyn's catcher.
Well, Jersey Shore got out of the bottom of the fourth inning, only that one run allowed. So they'll go to the fifth in Hudson Valley, tied up at two. As Osborne back up to his feet, and this Brooklyn hometown crowd applauding him. Osborne was, of course, the hero back on Friday night. His walk-off sacrifice fly gave Brooklyn just a massive win. And Drake has really done nothing but impress. Ever since taking down primary catching duties for this Cyclones crew with Kevin Parada getting called up to Double-A Binghamton. But Osborne has played mostly every day, even on a day like today. Not receiving the day off, a day game after a night game. Continues to produce. He's got two hits so far today and has given Brooklyn their only run of the afternoon. Training staff makes their way back into the dugout on the first base side. Hall tosses one warm-up pitch, and we are deemed good to go as the home plate umpire, Trey Jester, back to his post. So one ball, two strikes, one out. The base is empty in this 1-1 tie. Hall delivers. Misses just a bit outside. Two balls and two strikes to the righty hitting Morales. Always interesting to see how play resumes after a brief pause like that. Hall getting back in a rhythm. 2-2. Fouled back, and we'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. That time Dylan dialing it up to 91. Same can be said for the batter Morales. An unexpected delay mid-at-bat. How you find your balance after that. That's what he's tasked with here. 2-2. Chopped foul, third base side, and we will do it again at two balls and two strikes. Hall wearing number 40 on his home white Brooklyn jersey, Cyclones in red across the chest with the gold trim. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Dylan Hall pulled the string on the off speed. Morales came up empty-handed. Three batters, three strikeouts for the righty arm Hall so far. There's two gone. Bases still empty here in the top of inning number six.
What a start to the day for Dylan Hall. Three batters, three punchouts.
More and more sun continues to bathe the turf field. Here's Will Frizzell. Takes a first pitch fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. And you even look out to our right, out beyond the ocean. And there is not just some, but plenty of blue sky to be found. To the left, not so much. 0-1. Frizzell ropes it down the first baseline. Lugo has it there, and he'll keep it himself to tap the first base bag. Nice play by William at first to collect that baseball and retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning for Dylan Hall, of which he strikes out two in the top of the sixth. Through 5.5 from Maimonides Park, 1-1 our score on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5 gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the sixth on Coney Island, where the Cyclones and the Blue Rocks are knotted up at one. Brooklyn will send 5-6-7. Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer, William Lugo to bat in the bottom of the sixth. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for being with us on this final day of the regular season. First pitch to Consuegra. He hits it in the air, deep to left. Pena back in front of the wall. It's gone! Stanley Consuegra, his 23rd home run of the season. That's the record, the most in a campaign by a Cyclones player, and it couldn't have come at a better time. Consuegra puts Brooklyn in front. It is 2-1. Stanley has done it all year, and he continues to do so here on the final day of regular season play. Cyclones in front.
What a shot by Consuegra. Didn't clobber all of it. 91.6 off the bat, 340 feet, but it counts all the same.
First pitch to Jacob Reimer is a strike. It's nothing and one. Well, Brooklyn battling back after Wilmington took a 1-0 lead in the fourth. Cyclones one in the fourth, now one in the sixth, as Reimer grounds it foul, third base side, and it is nothing and two to the righty batter. Number 23 for Consuegra. That breaks a tie with Francisco Alvarez for the most in a single season by a Brooklyn bat. The 0-2. Reimer takes outside, and it is one ball and two strikes.
And what's been amazing is that he's broken the all-time home run record and the single season home run record in a span of 3 weeks.
1-2 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Reimer lifts it in the air, right-hand side. It's deep, but it is foul. And the count remains a ball and two strikes to him. So now the Brooklyn bullpen will operate with a lead. 9 outs left to get for Brooklyn to ink their spot in the 2023 postseason. Huff deals a 1-2. Reimer laces it down the line, but foul. Just hooked foul down that third baseline. And we will do it again at 1-2. Really didn't think Consuegra got all of that ball, but it did just keep going and going. Pena in left field ran all the way back to the base of the fence, and then all he could do was turn around and watch it sail over. 1-2. Reimer hits it in the air, loses his bat in the process. Shallow center. Infante, the second baseman, back. He makes the play for out number one. So now William Lugo up to bat. The base is empty, one gone. If you're just joining us, Stanley Consuegra, his solo home run, just gave Brooklyn a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Lugo flew out to left in the second and then walked in the fourth. Base is empty, one away. And Huff ready to deal to the righty batter Lugo. Home plate umpire Trey Jester holds that hand up until the ball boy back in place. First pitch to Lugo, misses up and away for ball one. Well, Brooklyn only has 3 base hits so far tonight, but it's the runs that count, and right now they pace Wilmington 2-1 in that department. 1-0. Lugo swings and misses at a ball down and outside. It is a ball and a strike to the Brooklyn first baseman. Huff into his wind. And the 1-1. Lugo takes low and outside again. It's 2-1. It'll be very interesting to see how the righty arm Huff out of the bullpen responds after allowing that go-ahead long ball off the barrel of Consuegra. 2-1. Lugo chops at third base side foul, and it is 2-2. That's the only hit that Huff has allowed since coming on in relief. Faced just four batters in the bottom of the fifth. His only mistake there was a walk issued to Jet Williams. But his mistake in the sixth, much bigger, as Consuegra took him deep. 2-2. Lugo hits it in the air, right-hand side, into foul ground and out of play. So Wilmington, in the top of the seventh, will counter with their 5-6-7 batters. Suggs, Bossier, and Lawson. But Brooklyn would love to expand this lead beyond just one run with plenty of ball games still left. Huff's 2-2. Lugo, a high chopping ball, third base side. Morales has to hurry. His throw is in time. And the third baseman retires Lugo for the inning's second out. Now Drake Osborne, bases empty, two away. Osborne has the only hits of the day for Brooklyn, excluding that Consuegra solo shot you saw moments ago. Huff ready to deal. Bases empty, two away to the Brooklyn catcher. First pitch, Osborne hits it in the air. Straight away center. Lyle in about 10 steps. He's got plenty of space to make the one-handed catch just off his left shoulder to retire the side. But Stanley Consuegra puts Brooklyn in front. A solo home run to lead off the inning. We are through six from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn wins, and they are postseason bound. It's 2-1 Cyclones as we go to the seventh on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Cyclones fans. It's time to grab your 2024 Cyclone season tickets. The 2024 schedule has been released. Don't miss out on your opportunity to see the greatest show on surf. For details regarding season ticket packages and Maimonides Park mini plans, please touch base with your ticket sales representative or send an email to info@brooklyncyclones.com. We'll see you next season.
Brooklyn vying to play more baseball in 2023 beyond just today. It's the final day of the regular season, and with a win, Brooklyn is indeed a postseason bound. Stanley Consuegra's solo home run in the bottom of the sixth inning might be a big factor into whether or not that happens. It gave Brooklyn a 2-1 lead, and with that, we go to inning number seven, 9 outs left for this Brooklyn bullpen to get. Dylan Hall is back on in a relief capacity. He's set to pitch to 5-6-7 in the Wilmington batting order. And to take us home on the play-by-play, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Matt Suggs to lead things off. Stings it foul up the third baseline and the count 0-1. Wilmington a run on 5 hits and error. They have left 3. Brooklyn 2 runs, 3 hits and error. They have stranded 6. Suggs has provided Wilmington's only run today. It was an RBI double to right in the fourth. The 0-1. And Suggs takes outside and low. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn a run to tie in the fourth. Consuegra's solo blast delivering the lead a few moments ago as Hall ratchets up the fastball to 90. A swing and a miss by Suggs in the count 1-2. After gray skies and rain throughout the early going today, a beautiful blue sky and sunshine illuminating the diamond right now. 74 degrees right here on Coney Island. Real feel at 80, the 1-2, and Suggs chases off the outside corner, strike 3. Four strikeouts to five batters for Dylan Hall so far this afternoon. And there's one away in the top of the seventh. That penny in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
Hall really keeping that pitch count down as well. He's only at 22.
Brandon Bossier, the batter, has doubled to left and flied to left. And he takes low from Hall. And the count 1-0. 1-0 pitch. And Bossier takes up and away. Make it two balls. And no strikes on the former Arizona Wildcat. Righty comes home, and Bossier hits it on the ground at first. Scooped up by his counterpart, Lugo, and he'll take it to the bag himself. Two out. Cortland Lawson, ground out to second, has also struck out today. 0 for 2. Do believe Luis Guillorme's day is done. As we play on in the seventh, as Lawson fouls it back 0-1, appears to be Chase Estep over at second base, so you would slot him into the leadoff spot. And due up second in the bottom of this inning. Here's a chance for Chase coming in a few steps. He'll make the play to first, and Dylan Hall a quick and painless 1-2-3, top of the seventh. Well, the magic number now for Brooklyn at 6. That's how many outs they need to get to secure their spot in the postseason. Time to get up and stretch from Coney Island, 2-1 Clones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning, DeAndre Smith to lead things off. New arm in the game is the right-hander Richard Guash to make his second appearance in this series as Smith takes up and in for ball one. 1-0 in the dirt, and it's 2-0. It's pitching change, as always, driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Guash 6'4", 205, a 2-0. And Smith takes inside. Three balls and no strikes. Guash, 25 years old, from Santiago de Cuba in Cuba. 3-0, up and away, ball four, and a four-pitch walk is how Brooklyn starts the bottom of the seventh. Final line for Chance Huff goes two innings, a run on one hit. At the home run by Consuegra, one walk, and no strikeouts. Huff, 34 pitches, 22 strikes. And now the training staff out to look at Guash. Guash on a minor league rehab assignment. here with Wilmington making his eighth appearance. No record of 4.5 ERA. 9 hits in 10 innings, 8 walks, 10 strikeouts. Mario Lison, pitching coach Mark DeFelice, trainer Kirby Kraft out to take a look. DeFelice didn't spend much time out there, and it's because they're going to make a change. Clearly something was not right with the 25-year-old right-hander Guash, and unfortunately he will depart alongside the trainer Kirby Kraft and his pitching coach Mark DeFelice. So a left-hander is coming on. I want to say that is Marlone Perez that will enter, and indeed it is the southpaw Perez to come on and take over as Guash departs just 4 pitches into the inning. So it'll be Perez against Chase Estep, Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez to follow. This pitching change driven by Mikel Automall. We'll get you the info on Perez when we come back. 2-1 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Well, it is indeed a Mikel Automall call to the bullpen. Marlone Perez is the new arm. He takes the spot of Richard Guash, who for whatever reason could not throw any more than 4 pitches. But Perez comes on the lefty arm. He'll take the spot of Guash. DeAndre Smith was walked to start the inning. So that means Brooklyn will go back to the top. Chase Estep set to come up to bat for his first at-bat of the afternoon. With Smith off of first and the Cyclones looking for some insurance, you see the numbers there on Perez. 6-1, a 3.06 ERA with Wilmington here in 2023. On to face Estep with nobody out and a runner on first.
And breaking news out of Wappingers Falls and Heritage Financial Park. Chase Estep, the batter. Those of you watching on MILB TV and Bally Live already see it on your screen. As Estep fouls it out of play to the right, it is 0-1. But Hudson Valley has stormed back to take the lead. Spencer Henson, a go-ahead 2-run double. And Hudson Valley leads 4-2. With runners at the corners and 2 out in the bottom of the 5th. As Estep, a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Smith makes the turn at second, will hold there as Pinckney's throw in cut off by Lawson. So Chase Estep greets the new pitcher with his first hit of the day and his first at bat of the afternoon. And Brooklyn 2 on, nobody out for Jet Williams. So Estep, who had his hitting streak snapped the other day, starts a new one on the final day of the regular season. And now Williams has walked twice and fly to center, has also stolen a base today. Perez first pitch. This is a ground ball off the leg of Perez. Throws towards second for one. Back to first. Double play. 1-4-3 on that twin killing. And just like that, a man at third and 2 out here in the bottom of the 7th inning. So an interesting couple of pitches from Marlone Perez. Alex Ramirez 0-3 this afternoon. Has struck out twice and grounded a short as Perez throws a backdoor breaker. Across for a called strike one. Perez making his 36th appearance, 35th out of the bullpen. As Ramirez takes outside and it's even. Perez 6-1, a 3.06 ERA, 59 hits in 67 and two-thirds innings. 21 walks and 86 strikeouts. Ramirez in the air, center field. Back into his right. Lyle has it squared away. And he makes the grab over his left shoulder to retire the side. So Brooklyn, a chance to add to their lead, but could not provide more to the ledger. No runs, a hit, one left after seven. It's still 2-1 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Dylan Hall has been phenomenal so far this afternoon. Back to work here in the top of the eighth inning, 8-9-1. Due up for Wilmington. Brooklyn, a 2-1 lead. A win this afternoon, and they punch their ticket. The South Atlantic League postseason for the second consecutive year as second-half North Division champs. Sammy Infante has a base hit, has also grounded out to third. He is 1-for-2 this afternoon. Infante, Pena, and Lyle, the three slated to bat in the inning. And the first pitch from Hall is a breaking ball downstairs. And the count is 1-0. The righty deals. There's a fastball at the knees. 90 that time from Hall, and the count even. The 1-1 line drive back up the middle and past the diving glove of Estep and into center field for a base hit. So Sammy Infante is aboard with a leadoff knock. That's the first man to reach base against Hall today. Scalded that one through the box at 97 miles an hour. And there is one on and nobody out for Viandel Pena. Pena has lined out to right. And struck out. He is 0-for-2. First pitch to Pena. This is soft tapper back to the mound. Hall looks for second. Throws it away into center field. And everybody's safe. And Wilmington has the tying and go-ahead runs on with nobody out in the eighth. It was a ground ball right back at Hall. There were two bodies in the vicinity of second base. And that ball just got away from Hall towards the first base side of the bag. And Wilmington with a great opportunity to jump back in front as Reimer, Osborne, and Hall will meet atop the pitcher's mound. So a missed opportunity for Brooklyn to potentially turn a fourth double play of the game. As now, Wilmington has the top of their lineup to try and draw even or jump in front with Dalen Lyle. Lyle is 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk. And the first pitch from Hall, a fastball inside. And the count is 1-0. No action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen right now. Hall looks at second, the 1-0. And this is a ground ball right side, and another one's through into right field for a base hit. They're going to wave Infante around. Here comes Consuegra's throw to the plate. It is not in time, and this game is tied. Three straight have reached against Hall to start the eighth, and Wilmington is drawn even. It's tied at two. And the go-ahead run now in scoring position. And stunned right now that nobody is up and throwing in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Well, the bad news out of Hudson Valley is the Renegades' lead is down to one. First pitch from Hall outside, and the count 1-0 on Andrew Pinckney. And someone finally starting to get ready down the right field line. Otto Kemp, an RBI double. Hudson Valley leads 4-3. And the Blue Claws have the tying run at second with nobody out as Osborne can't find the ball in the dirt. Pinckney went around. It's a strike. But essentially that serves as a sacrifice bunt. And now Wilmington has the go-ahead run 90 feet away and an insurance run at second base and still nobody out. A disastrous start to the top of the eighth inning for Brooklyn. Cyclones forced to bring the infield in. The 1-1 pitch outside. And the count, two balls and a strike. Hall had retired each of the first seven batters he faced today. But has fallen behind Wilmington here in the eighth. The 2-1 in the air right side. This one ticketed for the seats. And the count evens at 2-2. Wilmington, two runs on seven hits today. Brooklyn, two runs on four hits, missed a big opportunity to add to their lead in the seventh. A 2-2 pitch just off the outside black. And the count is full at 3-2. Yo-Yo Morales, the third baseman, waiting on deck. And now time called. Home plate umpire Trey Jester asking for a reset of the pitch clock. The payoff pitch, and Pinckney fires it down the right field line, a souvenir. And the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Want to say that is Jeffrey Cologne up and throwing. Down the right field line for Brooklyn. The payoff pitch, and another one fouled to our right, banging right off the window of the control room. And the count stays full at three balls and two strikes. What's going on, everybody? Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Hall. Pinckney down swinging, one out in the eighth. A painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Here's Yo-Yo Morales. 1-for-3 with a base hit. Struck out in his last at bat against Hall in the sixth. And the first pitch is stung on the ground towards the third base dugout. And it's no balls and a strike. Brooklyn will have the heart of their lineup due up in the bottom of the eighth inning. Clifford, Consuegra, and Reimer. The 0-1 in the air center field. This should give Wilmington the lead. Ramirez couldn't read it, and it gets behind him, and two runs are going to score. Morales round second on his way to third. Ramirez bobbles the ball in center, and Morales is there at third base. It's a two-run triple for Yohandy Morales. And the Blue Rocks have taken a game-high two-run lead. It's 4-2 in the eighth. And that'll be it for Dylan Hall this afternoon. Was phenomenal through his first two and a third innings today, but could not find a way to mirror that same success here in the eighth. And Hall's day is done with Brooklyn now behind. Jeffrey Cologne coming on. Wilmington has another insurance run at third with one out in the eighth. They have turned a 2-1 deficit into a 4-2 lead on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Wish the news was a bit better, but right as Wilmington takes the lead here in Brooklyn 4-2, three runs in the top of the eighth, Jersey Shore goes ahead and pulls even in the top of the sixth in Hudson Valley. Eric Brito, an RBI single that scored a run, so it is 4-4 there and 4-2 here in favor of the Blue Rocks. Infield in, one on, runner on third, Jeffrey Cologne on, a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change.
And to compound that, Jersey Shore has now loaded the bases with nobody out. And they have a chance to regain the lead with Brooklyn now pitching from behind with one out in the eighth inning. Infield still in for Will Frizzell. And the first pitch from Jeffrey Cologne is outside for ball one. Wilmington three runs on three hits here in the eighth. The 1-0. And Frizzell takes outside. And the count, two balls and no strikes. That last play was indeed ruled a triple. No error given to Ramirez there, the 2-0. And another one outside, and it's three balls and no strikes. Matt Suggs, the catcher, waiting in the wings on deck. The righty's 3-0, and Frizzell fouls it out of play. And it's three balls and a strike. Well, Jersey Shore has taken the lead in Hudson Valley. As Frizzell rips one into right field, make it a 5-2 Wilmington lead. Will Frizzell, an RBI knock. That's his second ribby of the series. His 35th of the year. And this nightmarish eighth inning continues to unfold. A four-run frame for the Blue Rocks, and they now lead it 5-2. Still waiting for the update on how many runs Jersey Shore scored on that play in the sixth. One on and one out for Matt Suggs. And the first pitch from the right-hander is taken for a called strike in the count 0-1. Well, if Brooklyn is going to go to the postseason this year, certainly feels it's going to revolve around their 29th come-from-behind victory. The 0-1 pitch, and Suggs in the air right field, racing towards the line, Consuegra. And as he ranges into foul ground, but still in fair territory, makes the catch for the second out. So, one on, two out. And now the first baseman, Brandon Bossier, the eighth man to bat in the inning. Was an RBI fielder's choice off the bat of Justin Crawford 5-4 Jersey Shore in the sixth with runners at the corners. First pitch to Bossier, buried in the dirt. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Four runs for the Blue Rocks on four hits here in the eighth. Somewhat mimicking what they did on Thursday night with their five-run ninth. As Frizzell, Bossier takes a called strike. And the count evens at 1-1.
Make it 6-4 Blue Claws as well. A wild pitch just issued by Shane Gray allowed a run home to score.
The 1-1. And Bossier puts it in the air to left. Clifford went back now racing in, and he's going to get there to make the catch over his shoulder to end the inning. But Wilmington has stormed back to take the lead. Four runs, four hits, an error, and one man left on base. If Brooklyn's going to win it, they're going to have to do it in come-from-behind fashion. They trail 5-2 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey Cyclones fans, it's time to grab your 2024 Cyclone season tickets. The 2024 schedule has been released. Don't miss out on your opportunity to see the greatest show on surf. For details regarding season ticket packages and Maimonides Park mini plans, please touch base with your ticket sales representative or send an email to info@brooklyncyclones.com. We'll see you next season.
Do the Cyclones respond offensively? Wilmington has come storming back. Four runs in the eighth. They lead this one 5-2. Brooklyn a win, and they're in the postseason. Marlone Perez takes and offers a called strike. And the count is 0-1 on Ryan Clifford. Clifford 0-3 today. A strikeout, a flyout, a groundout, and this one scalded down the right field line. Out by Brooklyn's bullpen, and it's quickly 0-2. Jersey Shore continuing to add to their lead. An RBI base hit from Gabriel Rincones Jr. It's 7-4. And it's starting to feel more and more with each passing moment that if Brooklyn's going to make the postseason, they're going to have to take care of business themselves over this final inning and a half. As Clifford takes a called strike three on the inside corner. Marlone Perez picks up the K. And there is one out in the eighth inning. Brings up Stanley Consuegra, provided what at the time was a go-ahead blow. A solo home run to left, breaking Francisco Alvarez's single-season franchise record as he takes up and away for ball one. The lefty deals, and Consuegra foul tip. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn has had two base runners since that. A walk and a single. The 0-1. And Consuegra takes outside. Two balls and a strike. Final line on Dylan Hall tonight. 2 2/3 innings, four runs, all earned on three hits as Consuegra swings through the high breaking ball. And it's even at 2-2. Hall, no walks, five strikeouts. A sour end to what was such a brilliant beginning. This time called at home plate by Stanley. Right by the bottom of the 4 o'clock hour in the East on this Sunday, Wilmington a 5-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth. The 2-2. And Consuegra takes outside. And it's full. Three balls and two strikes. The payoff. And Consuegra strikes out on the high fastball. Got him at 89 by the shoulders. And back-to-back strikeouts is how Marlon Perez begins the eighth inning. Now it's Jacob Reimer. 0 for 2 today. Has walked a couple of fly balls to the right side. First pitch from Perez. And he misses low. And the count 1-0. What a job has been done by Perez. 2 on, nobody out in the seventh inning. Got a 1-4 three-double play from Jet Williams. And Reimer, a much-needed two-out base hit in the left for Brooklyn. Bobbled on the cutoff by Cortland Lawson, but not enough for Reimer to warrant advancing. And so Brooklyn with a two-out base runner in the eighth for William Lugo. Lugo 0 for 2 with a walk. Ground out to third base in his last at-bat. The lefty at the letters. Now the pitch. And Lugo takes inside and low. And the count is 1-0. Lefty offers. Lugo puts it in the air, center field. Playable in and to his right for the center fielder, Lyle. And he makes the grab to end the inning. So Brooklyn gets a two-out single, but can't do anything with it. We head to the ninth, 5-2 Wilmington on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the ninth inning, Wilmington 5, Brooklyn 2, our score. Brooklyn needs a win to clinch a spot in the South Atlantic League postseason. Fan Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived here on Coney Island, located next to the bar by the team store. Sweet and Boozy serves up 4 incredible ice cream flavors, 5 booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and 3 social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Cortland Lawson 0-for-3. Couple of groundouts and a strikeout this afternoon. The only man that did not come to bat for Wilmington in the eighth. And he swings through a first-pitch slider from Cologne. And the count 0-1. Cologne picked up the save on Tuesday night. The 0-1 pitch outside, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. The set at the belt, the 1-1. And Lawson takes outside, 2 balls and a strike. Lawson and Fonte Pena, 7-8-9 due up for Wilmington. Brooklyn will have 8-9-1 due up in their half of the ninth inning. The 2-1. Lawson in the air, right field. And Suegra moving to his left, but this one will land about 3 or 4 rows back into the seats. And it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes on the former Tennessee Volunteer. College teammates with Blade Tidwell, now up at AA Binghamton, whose magic number for an Eastern League postseason berth is down to 1. We'll try and clinch next week as The second game they were supposed to play today canceled in Hartford. As Lawson takes outside in the count full. Plenty of umbrellas out here tonight. First they were for rain, now they're for the sunshine. The payoff pitch. Lawson a ground ball back through the box and into center field for a base hit. 10th hit of the game for the Blue Rocks defensively, or rather offensively, excuse me. And Wilmington with the leadoff man aboard for the second straight inning. Wilmington has put the leadoff man on in five of the nine innings tonight. Sammy Infante had a big base hit to start the rally last inning. He is 2-for-3. And a righty offers. And a breaking ball hits the outside corner. And the count, no balls and a strike. Brooklyn in the home whites. Wilmington in the Navy alternates. Colon looks over his shoulder. Back at the runner at first, the 0-1. And this one rocketed in the center field. Another base hit. Back-to-back singles from Lawson and Infante. And Wilmington has started this ninth inning very similar to how they began the eighth. 2-1, nobody out. And certainly feels like the air has been sucked completely out of the balloon here at Maimonides Park. Leandel Pena 0-for-3. Rounded into a fielder's choice last inning. And he takes a called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. And has grown very quiet here on Coney Island. The 0-1 as Pena ground ball to second, could be two on a second for one. Williams back to first, double play. So 4-6-3 twin killing. And just like that, two out near the top of the ninth inning with the Blue Rocks a runner at third. And back to the top of the order in Dalen Lyle. Lyle 1-for-3 and the game tying RBI knock in the eighth. First pitch from Jeffrey, and he paints the outside corner. And the count 0-1. Colon came back last week after being on the IL from early July until the very tail end of August. The 0-1, and Lyle, a foul ball tapped in the box. And the count 0-2. Well, Hudson Valley has chipped one off the ledger. An RBI base hit from Jesus Rodriguez makes it 7-5 Jersey Shore with one on and two out in the sixth. The 0-2 outside and low. And the count of ball and two strikes. Andrew Pinckney waiting on deck. The 1-2. Inside nearly grazed him with that back foot breaker. And Lyle runs the count even, two balls and two strikes. Andrew Pinckney waiting on deck. Yo-Yo Morales to follow. The 2-2. And there's a line drive left center field. That's another RBI and a base hit for Lyle. His second hit of the night. He's going to break for second. Throw in by Clifford is late and not in time. It's an RBI double for Dalen Lyle. That's his seventh two-base hit, 17th RBI. And Wilmington adds to their lead, make it 6-2 in the ninth. So Lyle continues his strong finish to the season. And the Blue Rocks have added some insurance. So a man at second for Andrew Pinckney. Wilmington five runs on seven hits in the last two innings alone. First pitch from Jeffrey. A fastball outside. And the count one ball and no strikes. Osborne, Smith, Estep. The 3-2 up for Brooklyn in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-0. There's a called strike. And the count evens at 1-1. Wilmington, 6 runs, 12 hits, an error. They have stranded 4. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They have left 8. The 1-1 hit on the ground left side. Fielded by Williams. Gathers low, throw to first, but able to make the play is Lugo. And the inning is over. But the Blue Rocks had another insurance run on 3 hits and a man left on base. We head it to the ninth. Brooklyn's season may hinge on whether or not they can tie or take the lead over the course of these final 3 outs. Wilmington 6, Brooklyn 2 on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Time for a Bi-Cal Auto Mall call to the bullpen for Wilmington. The lefty, Danelle Diaz, is into the game. He takes the spot of Marlon Perez. Perez, from a Wilmington standpoint, in his relief outing, 2 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 2 strikeouts. Cyclones need 4 to tie, 5 to walk it off. Their season hangs in the balance. The good news is that Hudson Valley has trimmed their deficit to only 1 run. 2 in the bottom of the 6th for the Renegades. It is 7-6, Jersey Shore. And Hudson Valley, a man on first with 2 gone. Ben Kells up to bat. But right now, here at Maimonides Park, Justin, Cyclones, plenty of work to do.
First pitch to Drake Osborne, taken for a called strike. And the count 0-1. Diaz started the game on Wednesday night here. As the first pitch to Osborne was a called strike. Second one taken downstairs. And the count evens at 1-1. Diaz from the first base side of the mound. And Osborne takes outside. It's 2-1. Diaz, 38th appearance out of the year. 35th out of the bullpen. 3-5, a 4.45 ERA. The 2-1. And Osborne fouls it back towards us. Off the very facing of the fourth level. Bounced right to the right of our crowd mic and back down into the lower seating bowl, where those fans came away with a souvenir. 2-2, and Osborne takes up and away. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeAndre Smith waits on deck. Diaz straddles the mound, the payoff pitch, and Osborne spoils another. And it stays full. Carlos Betancourt has come on for Jersey Shore. Hudson Valley, a man at first and 2 out in the 6th. As Johnny mentioned, the Blue Claws 3-run lead is down to 1. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the high fastball, and there's 1 away in the 9th inning. And if this score holds here on Coney Island, Brooklyn will need Jersey Shore to drop their game against Hudson Valley if Brooklyn is to punch their ticket into the postseason. Smith 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. The first pitch misses up and away for ball one. Smith, a huge game yesterday, had 3 base hits. The sixth inning is over in Hudson Valley. They'll go to the seventh with Jersey Shore in front 7-6. As Smith tied up inside and the count even at 1-1. The 1-1. And DeAndre takes a call, strike at the letters. And the count is 1-2. Diaz kicks and fires. And Smith in the air, left field, sinking fast, and he's aboard with a one-out base hit. DeAndre Smith on for the second time today, his first knock of the ball game. Brooklyn needs to accumulate base runners. There is a start, one on and one out for Chase Eastep. Single to right, and his only at-bat so far today, that was back in the seventh. Diaz took the loss on Wednesday, went three innings, allowed two runs on four hits, walked two, and struck out two. Lefty offers, and Eastep takes high in the count 1-0. 81 strikeouts for Diaz in 58 and two-thirds innings coming into play this afternoon. The 1-0, and Eastep, a big Baltimore chopper up the first baseline. What a barehand spinning throw by Diaz to get Eastep for the second out. Is he a pitcher or a ballerina? What a play by Diaz, and Brooklyn potentially down to their final out of the season.
Simultaneously fielded the ball barehand as he was twirling around on a pirouette while firing it off to first base, all to get Eastep in time. Really impressive play from Diaz.
Brings up Jet Williams, 0-for-2 with a couple of walks, trying to keep Brooklyn's postseason dreams alive as he takes outside for ball one. Williams, a couple of walks, but grounded into a double play in his last at-bat. A look at second, the 1-0, and Williams laid on the fastball away at 92. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Wilmington, four runs in the eighth, one more in the ninth, to turn a 2-1 deficit into a 6-2 lead. A 1-1. And Williams swings and misses, and Brooklyn down to their final strike. Luke Claus, a 7-6 lead in the top of the seventh. Just underway in the seventh inning at Heritage Financial Park. The lefty sets. Now the 1-2, and Williams fouls it away, and he remains alive. Wilmington struck first in the fourth. Brooklyn tied it in the bottom of that inning, grabbed the lead in the sixth on a Consuegra home run. But since then, Wilmington 4 in the eighth, 1 in the ninth. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball drops in there, strike three, and the ball game is over. Wilmington wins it 6-2, and everyone here on Coney Island has turned into the biggest Hudson Valley Renegades fans you ever did see, as it will take a Renegades come-from-behind win this afternoon for Brooklyn to clinch a postseason spot. Again, your final, the Wilmington Blue Rocks 6, the Brooklyn Cyclones 2, Wilmington's 4 on 8th, doing in the Cyclones on this Sunday afternoon. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season.
With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey Cyclones fans, it's time to grab your 2024 Cyclone season tickets. The 2024 schedule has been released. Don't miss out on your opportunity to see the greatest show on surf. For details regarding season ticket packages and Maimonides Park mini plans, please touch base with your ticket sales representative or send an email to info@BrooklynCyclones.com. We'll see you next season.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
A disappointing way for the regular season to come to a close. Brooklyn led at 2-1 going into the eighth inning this afternoon, but Wilmington 4 in the eighth, 1 in the ninth. And they come from behind to defeat the Brooklyn Cyclones this afternoon by a final of 6-2. With the loss, Brooklyn dropping to 38-28 in the half, 66-65 overall. Wilmington 26-40 in the half, 55-75 overall. Let's take you through the game that was this afternoon. Jordani Ventura making the start against Brian Caceres. Was a scoreless game going to the top of the fourth. That's when Wilmington struck first. Yo-Yo Morales led off the inning with a single. Took second on a balk after advancing to third on a ground out. Scored on Matt Suggs' RBI double, and Wilmington had a 1-2 lead. Stayed that way for not very long as Brooklyn retaliated in the bottom of the fourth inning. In that frame, Ryan Clifford flied out to left. Stanley Consuegra popped up to the catcher. Jacob Reimer and William Lugo then walked with two out to set the stage for Drake Osborne.
Drake Osborne up at the dish. With two on and two away, his team down 1-0. Caceres from the stretch, a one. Osborne hits a line drive to left. Pena over into the gap. He won't get there. It's down. Reimer in to score. Lugo gets the stop sign at third. Tie game. Drake Osborne with an RBI single to score. Reimer from second. We're all knotted up at one. Drake Osborne up at the dish with two on.
So Drake Osborne delivers the game-tying base hit, and Brooklyn was even at one after four innings of play. Remain that way until the sixth as Stanley Consuegra led off and had a chance to put Brooklyn in front and make some history as well.
In with us on this final day of the regular season. First pitch to Consuegra. He hits it in the air, deep to left. Pena back in front of the wall. It's gone! Stanley Consuegra, his 23rd home run of the season. That's the record. The most in a campaign by a Cyclones player, and it couldn't have come at a better time. Consuegra puts Brooklyn in front. It is 2-1.
Consuegra's 23rd home run of the season, breaking a tie with Francisco Alvarez for the franchise's single season record. And you thought at that time that that would be potentially the clinching blow. Brooklyn had a 2-1 lead going into the eighth inning, and that's when everything ended up going awry. Sammy Infante reached on a single, and then Viandel Pena bounced one back to the mound. Looked like it might be a double play to quell a potential threat, but the throw to second base was tossed into center field. And so Wilmington at 2-1 and nobody out. And Dalen Lyle with a chance to tie the game up for Wilmington. Looks at second, the 1-0. And there's a ground ball right side, and another one's through into right field for a base hit. They're going to wave Infante around. Here comes Consuegra's throw to the plate. It is not in time, and this game is tied. Three straight have reached against Hall to start the eighth, and Wilmington is drawn even. It's tied at two. So that base hit by Dalen Lyle tied the game at two. But Dylan Hall will then strike out Andrew Pinckney, jumped ahead of Yo-Yo Morales. But this turned out to be our Howell's Potato Chips play of the game. The 0-1 in the air center field. This should give Wilmington the lead. Ramirez couldn't read it, and it gets behind him, and two runs are going to score. Morales round second on his way to third. Ramirez bobbles the ball in center, and Morales is there at third base. It's a two-run triple for Yohandy Morales. And the Blue Rocks have taken a game-high two-run lead. It's 4-2 in the eighth. That base hit by Yo-Yo Morales, our Howell's Potato Chips play the game. Howell's Potato Chips, New York-made and Brooklyn-born. The official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Pitching change happened after that. Will Frizzell then lined a single to right, brought home a run, made it 5-2. Wilmington would add another in the ninth inning. As Cortland Lawson singled, took second on a Sammy Infante base hit, and after a double play, Dalen Lyle, an RBI double to left center, made it 6-2-2. And Wilmington held that lead until the very end. Winning pitcher this afternoon, Marlon Perez, improves to 7-1. Two innings, no runs, two hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. The loss to Dylan Hall. He drops to 1-2, gave up four runs, three earned on three hits in 2 2/3 innings, no walks, and five strikeouts. Final line score this afternoon, Wilmington 6 runs, 12 hits, an error. They left 5. Brooklyn 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 9. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 26 minutes with a 17-minute delay at the start due to weather in front of another stellar crowd. Here on Coney Island, 3,319. And with a look around the out-of-town scoreboard, we do know they're going to the bottom of the seventh in Hudson Valley, but with even more updates and more in-depth look around the circuit, here's Johnny.
Yeah, that's really all that matters right now from a Brooklyn standpoint. All eyes on that Jersey Shore-Hudson Valley game. 21 combined hits in that contest. Hudson Valley with 11 to Jersey Shore's 10. But it is the Blue Claws who have a 7-6 lead as it stands right now in the middle of the seventh. Elsewhere around the South Atlantic League here on the final day of regular season play, a number of games have already gone final. Greensboro takes down Bowling Green 6-5. Aberdeen 1-run winners over Greenville 4-3. Asheville and Rome in a tight contest. They went to extras. The Tourists took it 4-3 in 10. And Hickory and Winston-Salem, the only game other than that Jersey Shore-Hudson Valley contest still going on, and it's all Hickory. 14-6 as the Crawdads steamrolling towards the playoffs with an emphatic 14-run performance on the final day of regular season play. As far as other Mets affiliates are concerned here on this Sunday afternoon, Binghamton and Hartford canceled. So the AA Mets affiliate will look towards their magic number of 1 next week in the final week of AA regular season play. They did complete a game from Friday earlier today in Hartford. That was a 10-0 Rumble Ponies win. Triple-A Syracuse fell to Rochester 9-1, the final up in Central New York. And St. Lucie fell to Daytona at the single-A level. Tortugas were all over the St. Lucie Mets today. That was a 13-4 final down in Florida. As far as Major League Baseball is concerned, here on this Sunday afternoon, we'll give you a look of some big league scores here before we get you on your way here on this Sunday. Mets are currently leading 2-0 in the bottom of the ninth in Minnesota. New York only 4 hits, but they do have 2 runs. They've limited the Twins to only 4 hits as well. So the Mets will try to end their weekend with a victory against the Twins. Elsewhere around the majors, a couple of games have already gone final. Marlins beat the Phillies 5-4. Tigers defeated the White Sox 3-2. Tampa Bay 6-3 winners over Seattle down in Florida. Atlanta took down Pittsburgh 5-2 at home. Toronto defeated Kansas City 5-2 north of the border. Reds 7-1 winners over the Cardinals. And the Cubbies defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-2, the final at Wrigley. The games that are currently underway outside of the Mets, again, they lead 2-0 in the bottom of the ninth. Boston 7-3 on top of Baltimore from Fenway in the bottom of the eighth. The Nationals trailing the Dodgers 7-3 in the seventh. Brewers on top of the Yanks 2-1 in the top of the 12th at Yankee Stadium. Corbin Burns had a no-hitter in that game. I believe it was as late as the seventh inning. Yanks only have one hit. They trail by one in the 12th. Astros all over the Padres 12-2. Houston in front of San Diego in the ninth. Texas on top of Oakland 9-4 in the middle of the seventh. And the Guardians and the Angels are tied up at one in the bottom of the third. And again, as far as the game that really matters, you'll want to look at that out-of-town scoreboard. Good news coming out of Wappingers Falls. Hudson Valley just tied the ball game. It is 7-7 on a Spencer Henson solo home run. So the Renegades and Blue Claws are indeed knotted up at 7th. So that is a very positive update coming down from Wappingers Falls. Still plenty of baseball to be played, but those two squads are knotted up at 7. Spencer Henson enjoying quite a day for the Renegades. He's now 2-for-3 and has scored a pair of runs. So, Justin, all eyes turning towards Wappingers Falls.
Spencer Henson has done it again. He provided the go-ahead two-run double that made it 4-2 Hudson Valley at the time. Henson, a home run, now makes it a 7-all game in the bottom of the seventh inning. As the Cyclones need a Hudson Valley win over Jersey Shore in order to punch their ticket to the playoffs. Carlos Betancourt right now facing Rafael Flores. And there could be an opportunity for Hudson Valley to jump in front in this seventh inning. And Kyle Battle just blasted one a deep left center field, and Hudson Valley has taken the lead. Kyle Battle, a guy who has spent more time on the development list this year than maybe any player in minor league baseball this year, has just taken Carlos Betancourt deep. And the Renegades have taken an 8-7 lead. And so once again, the Brooklyn Cyclones are 6 outs away from a postseason berth. How about that? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. You talk about your bingo cards. Probably the last person you might have expected on that Hudson Valley roster to provide that blow. But it was indeed Kyle Battle that came through with a go-ahead home run. We're going to step aside for a moment as we try and get the fans here on Coney Island a look at this game that we are watching right now. And when we come back, we will put a bow on this one and let you know what is cooking here on this Sunday. Brooklyn falls to Wilmington 6-2, but Hudson Valley with a win. Brooklyn is in. They have stormed in front 8-7 in the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll be back in just a moment on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey guys, it's your pal here at Baikal Nadia. As a family-owned and operated business of over two generations, there's nothing more important to us than the health and safety of our customers. Here at Baikal, we recognize it is our duty to keep New York's essential worker vehicles on the road and running. That is why we are taking all the necessary steps to provide a safe and clean environment at our dealership for when you step in, whether it's for service, parts, or body shop. Although our showroom is closed, our digital market is open every day, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. to answer any of your questions about your current or future vehicle. Baikal Auto Mall has been serving our community for over 20 years and will continue to do so even in the face of this difficult time. We are here for you, and here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Optimum's fast 5 gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Cyclone fans, what's going on? Johnny Gadamowicz here with you, and the home stretch is officially on for Brooklyn. The Cyclones in the heat of a playoff push and some dangerous new bats trying to slug them there. It's Ryan Clifford, Jet Williams, and Jacob Reimer. Why don't we get to know them a little bit? You join the Cyclone squad now.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup guard exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Welcome back out to Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Jersey Shore trailing Hudson Valley 8-7 in the top of the eighth, but the Blue Claws have the tying run at third with two out, and we hand the audio over to our good buddy Joe Vasil as Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore continue to duke it out in Wappingers Falls. So without further ado, here's Joe and Thomas Zinzarella.
But now two gone. And Gabriel Rincones Jr., who's been a Renegades killer this year, but hasn't done a ton this series, up to the plates. So you know that means he's going to...
He's due.
Yeah. ...8-7 lead for Hudson Valley. Rodriguez set at the belt. And the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled it back in a changeup at 84. No balls and a strike on Gabriel Rincones. He's been on base twice today. RBI singled his last time up in the sixth. And a walk in the fifth inning. That was that sixth inning where Jersey Shore scored five runs. Pitch misses low and outside. It's 1-1. Just part of a wild 15-minute stretch where Brooklyn had gone from leading 2-1 and the Renegades were up 4-2 to Jersey Shore being in front and Brooklyn trailing. 1-1 pitch, check swing, misses low and outside. On appeal, he went. Rincones not happy with the call from base umpire Sam Carey. But it's 1-2, and Alciel Rodriguez with a chance to get out of this inning unscathed after the leadoff single. Jared Carr at third base. Rincones at the plate, 1-2, two outs. One run game, top of the eighth inning, and now timeout for Rafael Flores. Going to head out, have a chat with Rodriguez. Just making sure they're getting on the same page about what to throw. His last two innings, such high leverage situations. Game 132 of the season. And coming down to the eighth and ninth innings, see who's the second half champion of the North Division. Pastana set. The 1-2. Down in the dirt, 2-2. Good block by the catcher Flores with the runner on third base. Felix Reyes, the batter on deck for the Blue Claws. Jason Ruffcorn continuing to warm up in their bullpen. Pastana set. The 2-2. Checked his swing. He went around for strike three. Call made by Jacob McConnell, home plate umpire. Rincones not a fan of that one either. But we're through the top of the eighth inning. Renegades 8, Blue Claws 7 on the Renegades Baseball Network.
Big thanks to Joe and Thomas Zinzarella. Great calls on the Hudson Valley at Jersey Shore side of things. We are going to sign off for now. Hopefully, Johnny and I will be with you right back here on Coney Island on a Tuesday night. If that score holds in Hudson Valley, it would be a 6:30 game here on Tuesday. But then that is only if that score does hold. Hudson Valley will be in front going into the ninth inning. But we thank you so much for tuning in throughout the course of this 2023 Brooklyn Cyclones season. So hopefully until Tuesday night, for everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our owner and chairman and CEO Stephen A. Cohen, owner president of the Amazing Mets Foundation, Alexandra M. Cohen, vice chairman and owner Andrew B. Cohen, our chairman emeritus Fred Wilpon, our vice president Steve Cohen, our general manager Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager Billy Harner, our manager of social media and creative services, Lily Clark, our associate of graphic design and creative services, Jenny Kimbrough, associate for marketing and promotions, Haley Rose, our manager of ballpark operations, Vlad Lipsman, our administrative assistant and community relations superstar, Sharon Lundy, our senior accountant, Tatiana Isdith, our clubhouse manager, Max Colton, head groundskeeper, Caitlin Hertz, director of ticket sales and operations, Michael Sharon, our account executives, Ryan Daugherty and Courtney Roberts, our manager of corporate partnerships and development, Jennifer Riley, our account executive, Ricky Viola, our manager of special events, Brian Wynn, and a big thank you, as always, to our main man, Brandon Salvatore, as well, helping put together all our incredible marketing and promotional games throughout the course. Our main man, King Henry, down on the field. Everyone with the Surf Squad, our superstar videographer, Jay Riley, Jessica Elowitz, as well. Dylan Goodman, who was phenomenal with the camera this year, alongside our team photographer, Matt Kipp, and alongside my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock, hopefully not saying goodbye for the 2023 season. Stay tuned to the Brooklyn Cyclones social media channels for updates regarding that game between Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore. Right now, Hudson Valley an 8-7 lead going to the bottom of the eighth. But for Johnny, I'm Justin. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.